It's week 7, buddy. Big time matchups tonight. It's Friday night. It's Friday night, which means it's time now for the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. I'm Jake.
That's I'm Boz.
And we've got Ray Penning, MJ. We've got Kurt. We've got Care down at 93.7 FM. Mr. Joseph Curry with us at the onset tonight as well. So it's a great start to the evening as Boz is now obviously trying to figure out your mics. A little bit too late here, bud. We're going.
I've been writing stuff down.
Okay.
There's lots of things going on tonight.
All right. All right. For those of you on Facebook Live, you just got to witness an amazing moment of Boz not knowing what he's doing.
I know what I'm doing. I'm just doing it late.
Okay. All right. Well, get on time, buddy, because it's week 7.
It is.
This is not the preseason, man.
Let's
this
go.
This is where it is a well-oiled machine, buddy. All right, we've got big-time games tonight. Week 7, it is, which means the second to last week of the regular season, which also means massive games that have league implications, that have district implications, that have the ability for teams to find ways to sneak into the playoffs maybe, or teams that see their seasons end tonight.
Yeah, a lot of teams trying to, like, stay alive.
Exactly. So we got plenty to get to tonight with every single week. First segment, we always kick it off with the scores that we have. Before we do that, the Giant Communications Hotline is open for you. Boz, did you know it's spooky season right now?
Yeah.
October time, it's a little bit, you know, tonight's weather, how about it, huh?
Oh, it's 56 perfect.
56 degrees outside. We had to pull out the sweatshirts tonight.
Yeah.
First time, I think,
I
this
know.
Year.
Yeah.
And so it was a beautiful evening for football, but it's spooky season, which means Giant Communications has a spooky good deal for you. GiantCOMM.net, and just ask them about their spooky good deal here tonight or this month all the way through the end of October. Call them at 785-362-9331 and ask them about the spooky good internet. They got a great deal for you. $50, Boz, gets you 1 gigabit of download speed.
Right.
How about that?
Pretty good deal.
Giant Communications Hotline open for you at 785-547-3461. Again, 785-547-3461, the phone number. We're looking for scores, but we've got some big-time games, and we want to know some details on. Boz, what are the scores we got so far?
Here's what we got. Axtell, they continue to roll. They defeated Hanover tonight, 58-12.
What?
Yeah, can you believe? Both teams, 6-0.
Oh!
Hanover knocked over off Frankfurt early in the season,
yep.
So huge matchup. Axtell. They did go to the second half, so we'll talk about that in a little bit, but they get the win 58-12. Frankfort, they defeat Wakefield 60-0 tonight. Osborne gets the win against Lynn 54-0. Rossville gets a good win at Olpe 28-0. McClouth, they defeated JCN tonight 30-14. Jackson Heights, another team that continues to roll this season, they defeated Valley Falls tonight 74-0. Horton, they get the win against Mar Hill, Mount Academy, 20-19. Close ball game there. Another close ball game that we heard just a little bit ago.
Yeah.
Centralia gets the win over my boys from Troy.
Yeah.
28-20.
Oh, damn.
Game that comes down to the wire.
That's huge.
Yeah, big time win for Centralia.
We'll dive into that a little bit.
Absolutely. Riverside, they get a big win. Riverside's just getting it done. They moved to 6-1 on the season. They defeat Donovan West 40-8.
Ooh.
Valley Heights gets the win against Republic County 51-6. St. Mary's, talk about big wins.
Oh, we'll talk more about it.
St. Mary's, they defeat Council Grove tonight 22-6.
The Bears.
Yep. And another big time matchup tonight. Osage City against Silver Lake.
Yeah, huge.
Osage City undefeated. Silver Lake coming into that game 5-1. Osage gets the win 35-21.
Wow.
Sabetha, they defeated Oskaloosa 49-6.
Okay.
Nemaha Central gets the win over Royal Valley 40-16. Holton defeats Hiawatha 35-14. And Hayden gets the win over Perry Lecompton 50-16.
You know, I didn't go through the burgers on that one. We'll have to do
that
in a minute.
That's next.
Yeah, we'll do that in our next segment.
Because there's a lot of them.
I'll tell you, last week we had 9, and the folks that either messaged me or us on the social or saw me in person, they were talking about the burgers last week, Buzz.
There was a lot.
There was a ton of burgers. And I really think we've got to get something set up from here on out. I don't care what the business is. If you just own a cattle company and are willing to pre-patty some stuff for us, pre-patty, and we could get some burgers to give to these kids. You know what I'm saying?
Well, we talked about it last week.
I know.
That's a whole lot of burgers.
I'm not going to say who it was because there was a business that reached out to me.
Okay.
And so some details are getting worked out. But the comment was made, that's a lot of burgers.
Yeah, it's
so
a lot.
So if we could get a couple businesses to join in on this, this burger segment could just take whole new levels.
And then
you're going to start seeing kids, these teams, I mean, it might be 43-7 in the fourth quarter, and usually you got freshmen going in or JV. Coach is like, no.
We want burgers.
We got to get them burgers. All right, we're going to go to our phone line right now, though, Boz. We got our first caller of the night here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. And, Boz, we were in Axtell tonight, and I told you I wanted to find the Eagle Screech, is what I'm calling it, to play on this show.
Yeah.
Because that was an amazing atmosphere, and we've got Brian on the line right now on the Giant Communications Hotline. Brian, how are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Oh, we're doing pretty good, man. We're doing pretty good. Tell me about those Axtell Eagles.
Man, it started out a little bit slow, but they put on the gas, and it was over.
They found a way to not only get another win to continue the streak, but to do it in dominating fashion. What did you see from the side when you were watching that game?
I saw at the beginning it was kind of slow. You know, we missed them. You know, we were a little slow at getting our holes opened up. But once they got started, it was pretty much over. They were pretty wore out by the second quarter, in the middle of the second quarter.
Yeah, and
Smelsley, he took off on them two runs. It was something else.
It was Boz and I were there tonight, Brian, and we were taking in the first half, and we were standing kind of on that south side of the grandstand. And when Smelsley took off, it was almost like a flash of lightning because nobody was going to catch him.
Yes.
Well, Brian, I want to ask you a question.
Yes.
That is now, see my math correct here, 46 in a row.
Yes, it is.
Does Axtell go the distance again this year?
Yes, they do.
All right, Brian, I love it.
No hesitation.
No hesitation. Brian, I appreciate you listening to the show, and I thank you for calling in. Congratulations on a big win against rival Hanover tonight.
Yes. Hey, can I give a shout-out to Lauren Smelsley?
Say that again.
Brandon Smelsley's dad.
Brandon Smelsley's dad?
Yeah, Lauren Smelsley.
All right, shout-out to Lauren. All right, Brian from Axtell, thanks so much for listening and calling in to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show.
All right. Thank you, now.
All right, that was Brian. And, Boz, that's the first time this year that we've had an Axtell fan call in.
I love it.
And it's something that, again, there's excitement in the air from Axtell because not only have they extended the streak, but they do it against their rival Hanover tonight in dominating fashion.
Yeah, if you're an Axtell fan, you go. Here's what's really interesting. I'm sure we'll dive into this here in a little bit when we kind of talk about the game that we were at. But there was a fan in front of me that, boy, he was excited. Every time, obviously, Smelsley's the quarterback, but he would start to run, and this gentleman in front of me would say, there he goes. Like, it just, people see it happening. They're used to it happening. And you're right. When he takes off, there's not many people going
to
catch him.
I'm going to give a shout-out to that fan. He's wearing a Chiefs hat. Okay.
All right,
he was wearing a red Chiefs hat, and yeah, he was on it, man. That was so fun. The environment. We're going to dive into that game, and we'll get more details here in a minute about that Axtell game, but a big time win. Boz, before we get to our next caller, what scores do we still need?
All right. We need Clifton Clyde against Rock Hills, Lakeside Downs at Washington County, Onega at Pleasant Ridge, Riley County at Heston, St. John's Tipton at Blue Valley, Jefferson West at ACCHS.
All right, those are the scores that we still need. We'll get you a rundown of the scores we have in just a moment, but we go back to the Giant Communications Hotline once again. Again, giantcomm.net. Spooky good internet available to you right now at a low, low cost of just $50 a month. We're going to go back to the phone lines here, and I believe we've got Mark. Mark, you there?
Hey, what's going on, Jake?
Hey, buddy, had a big win tonight for the Holton Wildcats. Tell me about it.
Yes, sir. You know, we still had a few too many mistakes, but you and I talked this week about how the game last week, I said there was just a few little miscues, but the score was not indicative, and I think you went back and watched it and would kind of agree with me on that. We looked better tonight. Like I said, there's still things to improve upon, and I think we're getting better every week.
Last week you said that there are things that can be cleaned up as these weeks progress. Mark, we're in week number 7 right now. So does that mean, are you seeing that progression even from last week to this week?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. You know, the pitches were a little cleaner. Our tackling was a little better. We still missed some tackles. We got some things to work on. But every week we're getting better, and I think we're going to keep going.
Holton has a game next week, a non-conference, non-district game against an unfamiliar opponent in Leavenworth. What can you expect next week from Holton as they take on a foe like that?
Well, I heard Coach talking to Huddle tonight after the game that, yes, this is a opponent that we don't know, that we've not seen, and they got some big guys, they got some speed guys, so we'll just have to see where we stand after that. I mean, you know, all you can do is go in there and with a game plan and try to execute. I think if the kids have a good week practice, I think they'll do it.
All right, Mark. Well, hey, safe travels. And as always, thanks for listening to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show.
All right, Jake, Boss, thanks a lot. Talk
Thank
to you.
Later.
All right, that's Mark Holton fan. Once again, just talking about how Holton is making steps in the right direction, Boss.
Yeah, it's kind of the same thing week after week. Obviously, he stumbled a little bit last week against Hayden, but we've talked about it every week. I mean, that's typical Holton football, progressing each week from start to finish and getting ready to move into the playoffs. They're cleaning things up, and that's one thing. We've seen Holton play a couple times, and
yeah,
they've got some younger guys in there. They've had some mistakes, untimely penalties. Those things have hurt them a little bit this season, but you're in, like you said, week 7, moving into week 8, almost in the playoffs, and they're starting to get a little more discipline, cleaning those things up. And we said it last week. I mean, Holton, they same script from last year, really. I mean, they're marching into playoffs with some momentum.
All right, we got to get to our first break, Boz. But before we do so, give us a rundown one more time. Scores that we have here for tonight.
Okay, Axtell defeated Hanover 58-12. Frankfort gets the win over Wakefield 60-0. Osborne defeats Lynn 54-0. Rossville, they defeated Opie 28-0. McLouth gets the win over JCN 30-14. Jackson Heights just steamrolled Valley Falls tonight 74-0.
Burger!
Horton, they get the win, a close 1-point win against Mar Hill Mount Academy 20-19.
What a game.
That was a really good game. Troy, they fell tonight to Centralia 28-20.
Another great game.
Really good game. Riverside, they get the win over Donovan West 40-8. Valley Heights defeats Republic County 51-6. St. Mary's, massive win for them over Council Grove 22-6. Osage City, they got the win over Silver Lake 35-21. Sabetha, they get a good win tonight over Oskaloosa 49-6. Nemaha Central, they defeat Royal Valley 40-16. Holton gets the win over Hiawatha 35-14. Hayden defeats Perry LeCompton 50-16.
Murder.
Atchison, they get
Phoenix.
They get the win 48-0.
Almost
over
a burger.
Almost a burger. Got a couple other scores that came in here right when we were going through that.
Huh?
Jeff West. Mm. Gets the win over ACCHS 29-6.
Wow.
That's a good win for Jeff West.
Yeah.
Lakeside defeated Washington County 38-32. And Heston defeated Riley County tonight 28-0.
No.
Heston just moved to 7-0.
7-0, 4A.
Yes.
Big time school.
Yep.
Good opponent there for Riley County to get used to heading into the playoffs. All right, the scores that we still need, Boz, just sounds like a couple.
We still need Clifton Clyde against Rock Hills. I just did Washington County. Onega at Pleasant Ridge.
Need that.
And St. John Tipton. I can't talk tonight.
You're all right.
St. John's Tipton at Blue Valley.
All right, those are the scores we still need. 785-547-3461, the phone number. Giant Communications Hotline open for you. We've already had two fans call in, talk about their games of the night. Also, check in on the Facebook page. You can drop a comment on there. And also give us a Luker Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominee. We're just getting started on a beautiful Friday night. The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz rolls on after this.
This is Alan Meyer, Senior Vice President and Business Development Officer at Community National Bank. As a proud Nemaha County native, I deeply understand the unique needs of our local communities. At CNB, we prioritize hometown values and personalized service. Trust us to be your financial partner, committed to supporting your dreams and the growth of our community. Stop by and visit with me. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
Equal housing lender.
Corn production has changed dramatically over the years. Recently, the hot topics surrounding profitability are plant health and spoon feeding nitrogen. Coron, a controlled release liquid nitrogen, is quickly absorbed into the plant and then slowly released over a period of 3 to 4 weeks. Coron can be applied with your post-herbicide application to give your corn plants the boost of energy they need while determining ear size and growing roots to reach previously applied soil fertilizers. Contact your local Helena salesman to see how Coron can positively affect your return on investment.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorite sandwich like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
Farmers, it's go season, and Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, is as ready as you are. To ensure this harvest season goes smoothly, their team of technicians is working extra hours to reduce downtime and get you back in the fields, because Bruna Implement was built by farmers for farmers. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer in Washington, Marysville, Clay Center, Seneca, Hiawatha, and Humboldt, Nebraska, wishing you a safe and prosperous harvest.
Are you ready to face the scariest deal in town? At Giant Communications, we've conjured up something truly haunting. For just $50 a month, get spine-tingling speeds of 1 gig of internet. That's right, lightning-fast connections that won't ghost your wallet. Whether you're streaming, gaming, or working from home, our internet will keep you connected. No tricks, just treats.
Don't miss out on this scary good deal. Visit GiantCOMM.net.
Or call 785-362-9331 and ask for the spooky good internet.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Luker from Luker Chiropractic and Wellness. After almost 20 years in practice, I am convinced that optimal health really comes down to one word: discipline. Are we disciplined enough to say no to junk food when it's right in front of us? Are we disciplined enough to exercise when it's so much easier not to? Are we disciplined enough to embrace an attitude of gratitude despite the challenges we all face? Being disciplined may not be the easy way, but it's the healthy way. Call Luker Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 and let us help you start developing this discipline today.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
When you see those commercials on TV from the big global banks, remember, they don't give a hoot about you or us here in Kansas. Instead, when you bank in your hometown, your money stays in the local economy and it recirculates many times over.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Come on, Boz.
Let's go.
One of my favorite segments.
Yeah.
I ask you every single week, was your team doing the rocking or was your team getting rocked? Welcome back into the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. You're hanging out with Jake and Boz on a Friday, and we know we got a ton of people kicking it with us here on a Friday night, Boz.
Yeah, we do.
Every single week, whether it's on Facebook Live, whether it's a text, or sometimes we get phone calls in the middle of our show, Boz, like from Colby Rethman tonight, calling in saying, holy cow, I just heard you guys on the radio. Yeah. But we've been doing this for almost 2 years.
That's okay.
We're getting new listeners all the time. And we always appreciate you listening in and spending your Friday evenings with us following, at least at this portion of the year, following high school football. This continues on through February. We'll go through basketball every Friday night as well. But, man, it's week seven. It is the end of week seven, and we are just 1 week away from playoff football.
Jeez.
Playoffs?
We're talking playoffs?
We're talking playoffs. And we've got some great matchups that happened tonight. Boz, run down some scores for me tonight.
Man, tons of good games tonight. Clifton Clyde, they get the win against Rock Hills, 56-8. Washington County, they fall tonight to Lakeside Downs, 38-32. Axtell continues the streak. Get a big, big win over Hanover, 58-12.
Burger.
Got a burger on that one. Frankfort, they shut out Wakefield tonight, 60-0.
That's another burger.
Another burger. Osborne, they defeated Lynn, 54-0.
That one's not counting.
Doesn't count. No. Not our team.
Not our area.
Rossville gets the win over Olpe, 28-0. McClouth, this was a big win for McClouth.
Huge.
Over JCN, 30-14. Jackson Heights, they continue to roll.
Jeez.
They defeat Valley Falls, 74-0.
70 burger.
70 burger. Onega, one of the last scores I was waiting for.
Yeah.
Onega, they defeat Pleasant Ridge tonight, 50-13.
50 burger for the Buffaloes.
The Buffaloes get a 50 burger tonight. Horton gets the win over Mar Hill Mount Academy, 20-19. Centralia, fantastic game tonight against Troy. Centralia gets the win, 28-20. Riverside defeated Donovan West, 40-8.
Not quite a burger.
Not quite. Valley Heights, though, you want a burger. They got one tonight against Republic County, 51-6.
Finny burger.
St. Mary's, they got a huge win over Council Grove. Keeps their potential playoff hopes alive. They win 22-6.
Okay.
Osage City defeated Silver Lake, 35-21. Sabetha, almost a burger, 49-6 win over Oskaloosa.
Man.
Nemaha Central, they get the win over Royal Valley, 40-16. Holton defeated Hiawatha, 35-14. I don't know if you count this one. Hayden, they get the win over Perry LeCompton, 50-16.
Nope. That's a stale burger.
Yes, that is an old one. okay. Heston gets the win over Riley County, 28-0. Jeff West, they defeat ACCHS 29-6. That's first win of the season for
Big
Jeff
win.
West. Good win for him. And Atchison, the Phoenix.
Phoenix!
They get the win over Parsons 48-0.
Not quite a burger, Boz. We were down four burgers this week.
Yes, we were. Well, we had a bunch at 49, 48.
Come on, teams.
They were close.
Trying to give away some burgers here.
Last week was special.
We had 9 last week. This week. We got 5. It's still impressive.
Yeah, it is.
Still impressive. All right, so any scores we still need, Buzz? I think
just
a couple?
Yeah, we just need one.
One.
St. John's Tipton at Blue Valley.
Okay, we need that score. 785-547-3461 is the Giant Communications hotline. It's open for you. We've had two folks call in to talk about teams that they followed tonight. If you were at a game tonight, want to talk about the contest you were at, give us a call. 785-547-3461. Don't call my cell phone, Colby. Call the main line and chat on air about the game that you were at. Just again, we want to know some details. I mean, Marhill Mount Academy Horton, 20-19.
Yeah.
I want to know what happened in that game. I see it in our chat right here from Wyatt Chartier. Wyatt, give us a call. 785-547-3461 is the phone number. Detail out to us and let us know how that game ended up in a score like that. So we need just one score left here for week number 7. Boz, this will allow us to get into some of our recaps again. If you want to give a Luke or Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominee, that's the same phone number for you to call. Boz, you remember that phone number?
I do. It's 785-547-3461.
Or put it in the chat on Facebook and you can get that on the list. We've got a decent list already going. Last week, Boz was able to go to 2 pages on his nomination list. He's hoping to get to 3 pages here tonight.
Let's go.
So recaps for tonight that we have so far. You heard this one over at 92.1 FM KMZA. It ended early, Boz, and this was our game of the week.
Hello, everybody. This is Crendon Prophet down here at Axtell Field where the Axtell Eagles take on the Hanover Wildcats in what is a crucial district and league game, but the Axtell Eagles come away with a massive 58-12 win, finishing up in the third quarter on just the third play. It was a game-sealing pick six, but let's get right into this one. The Axtell Eagles started the game with the first possession. They started on their own 15-yard line, just 4 minutes and 3 seconds. It was capped off by a 4-yard rushing touchdown from Brandon Smedley. It was just 1 of 4 of his rushing touchdowns of the day, and just 1 of 6 of his total touchdowns on the day. In fact, Smedley, he won my player of the game with 14 total carries, 109 189 yards rushing on the ground with four total rushing touchdowns. In the air, he completed 10 of 12 passes, 140-plus yards for two touchdowns. He found Landon Schmitz on his first touchdown pass. That was on the Eagles' second touchdown of the game to put them up 14-0. They did not get the two-point conversion on their second touchdown of the game. It was a 25-yard screen pass to Landon Schmitz. The next passing touchdown came off the Axel Eagles' fifth possession of the game is a 29-yard touchdown pass to Eli Brockstrom. But not only did Eli Brockstrom catch a 29-yard pass on offense, he caught a 29-yard pass on defense with the game-sealing pick six that ended it just a couple of seconds into the third quarter. It was the third play of it for Hanover. Eli Brockstrom again sealed it with the pick six, just the second pick six of the game for this Axel Eagles team. Again, the game-sealing one from Eli Brockstrom, but the first one of the game came from Joe Lieberger, and that came in the second quarter to put the game up 44-6 for the Axel Eagles. So overall on the night, Axel, they were only faced with one third down the entire game. It was on their first drive, which they were able to complete with a 30-yard pass completion, and that set up, of course, the opening touchdown drive from the Axel Eagles. Hanover, they had three total turnovers on the game, a fumble, and two pick sixes. Axel Eagles, they take this one again, 58-12. This has been Crittenden Prophet on KMZ 92.1.
All right, Crittenden, thank you very much. What a ball game, Boz, that we went to. That was our game of the week. We knew for sure that it was going to be a contest of two undefeated teams. Is this maybe the team that slows Axel down was the question? That question got answered really quickly.
It did, really quick. And here's the thing, when we kind of talk about these two teams, Hanover, that's a good football team.
Sure.
They've got some size. They've got a good quarterback. They got speed. It's very, very interesting. Again, I said it before, if you have a chance to go watch Axel play, you really need to go to a game at Axel. I mean, you can go watch them anywhere, but you need to experience that game time environment because it's pretty special. It is small town Northeast Kansas football.
I mean, you've got people lined up around the track, and I get it. I know a lot of schools have a track around the football field, and people line it up, and I understand that. It's different in Axel because the grandstand's filled, and again, I know other schools have that as well. The difference at Axel, I feel like, is the PA environment enhances it to a whole new level.
Yeah.
I mean, they're playing music leading up to the kick. On kickoffs, they are pumping the crowd up, and the PA guy even at one point in time, Coach Detweiler, there was a personal foul on Hanover, and the PA guy says, and Coach Detweiler accepts the penalty wisely. I mean, it was just that it's a different experience when you go to Axel, and it helps when the team dominates.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Axel is an incredible football team, and you know, there's guys on this team, and we got there a little bit late, you know, right at start. And I'm guessing if you're not there in the first 5 minutes, you don't get a program because it's completely full anyways. But Brandon Schmelsley, obviously you hear a lot about him. Eli Brockstrom, Landon Schmitz, Wyatt Detweiler, Ryan Bussing. These guys are great athletes because a lot of people, I think, Brandon Schmelsley gets
all the love.
All the love, you know.
I warranted. Mean,
exactly. He's a fantastic athlete. KU commit. I'm happy about that. He's going to go rock chalk. But here's what's interesting about Axel. They are a very good football team that does a lot of different things. As I watch them play, they run a lot of different formations.
Yeah.
They a lot of times in eight-man, you'll get, if you're not familiar, center, guard, tackle, you might split one guy out, maybe a single-back set. I mean, Axel will go Schmelsley in the backfield by himself, trips right. They'll do doubles both sides. They'll do doubles one side. I mean, they do a lot of different things. And here's what was really cool. They spread you out, and then all of a sudden they just go single back set with Schmelsley, and that's not a fair fight.
No.
Their line is not as big as it was last year.
Right.
But their dudes block incredibly well. They get downfield. They get backers. It puts so much stress on the backers for the other team. I mean, one of the plays we saw them score on was trips right. So your defense is shifting over to cover three defenders. They run a wheel route for a 60-yard pass.
Wide open.
If you're the linebacker, what do you do? I mean, because if they don't throw that, Schmelsley takes off up the middle of the field and it's a one-on-one situation. You're not going to make that play.
No. Right. Schmelsley, I mean, the frame of the kid, we heard Crittenden talk about it a year ago, weighing about 190, maybe 195. He's 210 now.
Yeah.
He's gained 10, 15 pounds in a season, or in a full year for this season, and he is just as fast as he was, if not faster.
Yeah. There's just a ton of athletes on that team. And you know, here's the thing. I don't want to shortchange Hanover because
sure.
This game was 14-6.
Yeah.
Early.
Midway of the first quarter.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Axel goes up and a lot of teams' heads go down and the route is on. Hanover bounces back. They put a touchdown on the board. You're a one-score game now. And Hanover battled the whole time. The thing that killed him, just too many turnovers. You cannot beat Axel when you turn over three times.
And a big thing, too, and I wrote this down because Hanover was driving, and I believe the score was 22-6 at this point in time. And Hanover's driving, and it was fourth down and five. And it was right in front of us.
Yeah.
And Hanover kind of runs quarterback run to the near sideline and gets towards the sideline and just gets demolished. 2 yards short of the first down. Axel takes over, very first play.
Yeah.
60-yard touchdown run from Brandon Schmelzley. If there was any momentum on Hanover's side, it was ripped away by the defense and then nail in the coffin from Schmelzley.
Yeah. Well, and we talk a lot about Axel's offense because they're scoring an incredible amount of points, but probably don't talk enough about the defense.
Sure. Yeah.
They're fast. They're physical. That play that was right in front of our sideline, the quarterback kind of got wrapped up. I think it was Broxterman that came in and just finished off the play, just demolished the quarterback out of bounds. These dudes are physical, and they just like to get after it.
And an interception that you're referencing in that game as well was, there was kind of an odd play, Hanover's quarterback kind of going down, flips it up in the air, and it's picked up by Blaze Bussing, takes it to the house, and they said, no, it was a sack. Quarterback was down. However, you know, it was a little confusing for a little bit because the officials weren't, they made their signal, but it was just some confusion. Whose ball is it? Was it down by contact? Was there a turnover and then he was down? Was it a touchdown? And it was ruled down. The quarterback was down, sack, and it was like 3rd and 15 or something like that. Guess what happened the next play?
Yeah, pick.
Pick six. And again, didn't have a program, so Axel fans, I'm sorry if I'm saying his name wrong. Number three. Joe Lieberger, I think, is what I heard over the PA, pick six. I mean, immediately, the very next play, what'd you say to me?
Ball don't lie.
Ball don't lie.
Everybody thought it was an interception for a touchdown.
Yes, and it happened again. Axel is just that team, man, and I feel like we've done a good job of praising what needs to be praised, and we've gone down tangents on this team about you need to be where your feet are, right?
Yeah.
And as fans of football, you need to be where your feet are and take in what Axel's doing right now. It's impressive.
Yeah, it's fun to watch.
It is so fun to watch. And if you have not taken a game in, make sure you try to do so because Axel's just a fun team to watch. Now, next week, they hit the road and take on the Fighting Wes Andersons of Frankfort.
Yeah.
And this is going to be for a district title.
Yeah.
I mean, Frankfort slipped up against Hanover. Axel puts it to Hanover. What's this situation going to look like next week? Again, they just look like a team that just cannot be stopped right now.
Yeah.
And like Brian said when he called in earlier, this is an Axel team that I'm looking forward to seeing them continue on that stretch into the postseason. They've all but wrapped up. Again, they got a big game next week against Frankfort, do the Eagles to secure that district title and go for win number 47. By the way, Boz and I did some of this research earlier in our production meeting this week. Axel, they have the third longest winning streak in the nation right now. Boz, do you know those other teams that are a part of that are ahead of them?
If I remember, there was a team from New York.
And Ohio. And both of those teams are 11-man teams.
Yeah.
Axel has the longest winning streak in 8-man in the entire country. They're only behind two 11-man teams.
Very cool.
That's impressive. Let's keep on with our recaps. We'll go from one big-time matchup to a big-time game that you heard on 103.9 FM tonight. Troy at Centralia. Troy trying to bounce back after their Donovan County rivalry loss last week in a tight one against Riverside. They take on the Panthers of Centralia, and what a game Brandon Tabman had tonight.
It was an absolutely fantastic 1A district matchup in Centralia on Friday night, our feature game on 103.9. It gave us a great one again. Centralia and Troy, let's get into it. First four drives of the game, four touchdowns. So it was 14-14 into the second quarter. Gannon Bowe, couple of touchdown passes in the game, three total. He ran the first one in from 8 yards out. 66-yard bomb on a screen pass that just blew up down the middle of the field to Logan Blevins. Jacob Flinty, a pair of touchdown runs for Centralia. It was a 14-14 game at the half. Gannon Bowe, once again, Logan Blevins, a big 13-yard touchdown on a near 80-yard drive that took less than 3 minutes. Halfway through the third period, Troy had a 20-14 lead, and they would take that lead into the fourth quarter. But the Troy Trojans offense did have a couple of turnovers. Gannon Bowe on a big third down run. He would ultimately fumble early in the fourth quarter. Centralia would capitalize. They took a 2-plus-minute, 56-yard drive after that fumble, tied the game with about 8.5 minutes to go. Quentin Alder for a 7-yard run. Troy got the ball back, would turn it over on downs, and then Centralia, final 4.5 minutes. They execute a 4-minute, 60-yard drive. Flinty, again, a 5-yard run. All these guys that I have mentioned had monster nights. They would get a 2-point conversion. 28-20 Centralia. But the ensuing kickoff with under a minute to go, Troy didn't have any timeouts left. Colt Jensen took it 40-plus yards into Centralia territory, but as he was going down, the ball came out. He fumbles. Centralia pounced on it. They were able to kneel out the final few seconds. But again, both teams given the blood, sweat, and tears. Just fantastic atmosphere and just a great game overall tonight. Centralia now 10 straight wins against Troy. It goes back to 2016. Troy had 377 yards of offense. Gannon Bowe, 25 of 34 passing, 357 yards, two touchdowns. He also had a rushing touchdown as well, so three total TDs. Logan Blevins, he got hurt late in the game. Absolute warrior. Logan had 11 catches for 222 yards and two touchdowns. Centralia did all their damage on the ground. 343 total yards, 319 on the ground, and just 24 in the air. Jacob Flinty, again, a monster night for him. 28 carries, 178 yards, and three scores. Quentin Aldifer, 14 carries, 103 yards, and a touchdown as well. Centralia now 6-1 overall. They are 4-0 in district play. They'll be at Riverside for the district title next week. And Troy on the other side, back-to-back losses for the Trojans. They are now 4-3, 2-2 in district play. They look to be lined up for a road playoff game here in a couple of weeks. They will be back at home to close out the regular season next week against Moore Hill Mounts Academy. Again, a monster night. Great game across the board. Shout out both teams. Centralia wins at 28-20. I'm Brady Tadman for the High School Scoreboard Show.
All right, B-Tat, thank you very much for that recap. An amazing game, Boz, between Troy and Centralia, and one where Centralia, as B-Tat just alluded to, had the lead at multiple points in that game. Turnovers kind of helped dictate the way that this game came to an end. But, man, what a battle in Class 1A district.
Yeah, that's a tough one. You know, I'm real high on Troy, and I have been. I picked them as my dark horse. And here's the thing. I feel like they are really close. They're just kind of hanging there where they are 4-3 right now. They could easily be 5-1. I mean, they're that close. They lost a close one last week to Riverside. Close one tonight against Centralia. They're right
6-1.
On the
6-1.
6-1. Yes, sorry, 6-1.
That's okay. Math wasn't math for me. Right
math
there.
Hard. but no, I mean, this team is really good. And you've got, you know, I talked about Gannon Bowe
early
in the season. This kid, we've seen him on the basketball court, football field, an athlete. And obviously tonight he just balled out. Logan Blevins, another stud on that team, had a really good game. I'm kind of curious to see. Sounded like he maybe got a little injury late in the game.
Yeah,
obviously, that's going to be a big impact next week if he's not able to go. But I feel like Troy, if they can just get that win, get a little momentum moving into playoffs.
All right, we're going to stick with recaps here in just a second, but we got to go to our Giant Communications hotline, online at giantcomm.net. Boz, it's spooky season,
okay,
which means you can get great internet from Giant Communications. $50 gets you a gig download upload speed. Giantcomm.net, just ask for the spooky good deal going on right now. We go to the phone lines once again. Tim, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, Tim, what game do you want to talk about? What excited you here on a Friday night?
Well, the Holton game was exciting because in the first quarter, Hiawatha and Holton both went back and back, fourth down stop. And then Hiawatha scored, and then Holton got the ball, and Dylan Brody, or Brody Dillon, ran it 87 yards for a touchdown, and that got the offense going.
Sure, yeah.
And then Holton scored 500 yards rushing tonight, over 500 yards.
Wow.
And Kylie Jackson had over 200 yards.
Wow.
So I want to name him the Lucas.
The Luker Chiropractic Game Ball nominee? Yeah. Kyler Jackson had over 200 yards of rushing tonight.
Yes, he did.
That's awesome. 500 yards on the ground. That's pretty impressive, Tim. Is that something that you want to see more of from Holton?
Yes.
Okay. All right, man. Well, hey, I appreciate you as always for listening in to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. I actually got the statistician from that game, Tim, just came into the studio. Mike Tanking is popped in at 552. 552 yards tonight for Holton. How about that?
Yeah. Yeah. That was a good game.
Impressive night, Tim. Thanks as always for listening into the show, and thanks for giving us a call.
Okay.
All right. Bye. Thanks, Tim. All right, boss, 550 yards is pretty impressive.
Oh, that's incredibly impressive, and that's what Holton does. I mean, you run the wishbone. Obviously, you're not putting the ball in the air very often, and when things are going well,
yep,
they can just flat move the ball up and down the field. And what I think you're seeing from this team, I've said this before, you run the wishbone offense, everybody has to get a hat on a hat. Everybody on the field has to get their block.
Yep.
And that's why it takes some time for teams that are filling in or for kids that are filling into unfamiliar playing time experience, you know, guys that are stepping up to varsity. It takes them a little while to figure that out.
Yeah.
And when they get that figured out, that's what the result is, those kind of rushing yards.
Well, Tim kind of helped us with a segue here, Boz. We're going to keep up with our recaps. We'll go straight to Justin Fluke, who called tonight on the Hiawatha and Holton channel. Holton at Hiawatha sounded like a really close game at the beginning, but then Holton found a way to turn it on.
A big night for the Holton rushing game, but a competitive Hiawatha Redhawks squad that did battle in Week 7 at Memorial Stadium. In the end, it was Holton scoring on the final play of the game to get a 21-point victory, the final score 35-14. It was Hiawatha, though, that scored first and led 7-0 early in the second quarter of this game. Both teams had made some stops on downs deep in the opponent's territory, but Connor Kettler's 7-yard touchdown run had Hiawatha ahead 7-0. The game kind of turned to 360 on Holton's next offensive play. It was an 87-yard touchdown run by Bodie Dillon, and it ignited a 28-0 run by Holton. They scored three touchdowns in that second quarter. After Dillon's long run, a fumbled kickoff returned by Hiawatha led to a Kale Frazier 3-yard touchdown run, and then Frazier returned to the house on a 20-yard TD run late in the first half to make it 21-7 Wildcats at intermission. Hiawatha got the ball a couple times in the third quarter. Again, they would put some drives together, but ultimately not be able to punch it in. The only score of the third quarter was a Corbin Wilson 35-yard touchdown run that had Holton ahead 28-7 entering the fourth quarter. But this Hiawatha team did not lay down. Braden Newell to Connor Kettler on a 25-yard touchdown pass with over 10 minutes to play in the game made it 28-14. Then the Hiawatha defense got the ball back with another nice stop defensively, and Hiawatha had first and goal at the 3-yard line, a chance to make it a one-score game with about 3 minutes to play, but an interception. Kale Frazier with a great interception for the Holton defense, grabbed it in the end zone, and Holton would drive down and score as time expired again for the 35-14 win. The game was much closer. The stats were not close. Holton ran for 552 yards. They had 334 yards rushing in the first half alone. And big nights for Kyler Jackson, 194 yards. Corbin Wilson, 137 yards. Kale Frazier, 115 yards for the fullback. And Bodie Dillon ran for 94 yards as well, as Holton improved to 4-3 on the season. Hiawatha ran for 235 yards, and they were 3-for-9 passing for another 53 yards. They did have the two turnovers. Both teams had 9 penalties in this game as well, but ultimately just a couple costly mistakes for Hiawatha, who again had a chance to be in this game down just 7 with 3 minutes to go before an interception was thrown. The Redhawks now 2-5. Led by Ethan Morton, also Josh Monaghan and Braden Newell contributing in that rushing attack for Hiawatha, who will be at Prairie LeCompton next week. Holton has a non-district, non-league game to wrap up their regular season at home against Leavenworth. Again, the final, Holton 35, Hiawatha 14 for the MSC Sports Radio Network. I'm Justin Fluke reporting.
All right, Fluke, thank you very much for that recap. We're gonna keep on moving here with recaps. You got to get to our next break. JCN at McLeod Paz. We saw this one on the schedule, and we knew this would be a good game.
Big-time game.
McLeod trying to keep their postseason and potential districts alive for a district title. JCN, they've got a big matchup next week against Jackson Heights, but they got to take on the Bulldogs first tonight. Tom Couch had the call on CARE Radio.
A couple of well-matched teams came together in McLeod, Kansas tonight in Northeast Kansas League football as Jefferson County North traveled to meet the Bulldogs. It was a big start right out the gate for McLeod that they scored twice in the opening quarter, once on a 6-yard Chen Hall's touchdown, one on a 64-yard Gage Field touchdown, and at the end of a quarter, it was 14-0 Bulldogs. Matter of fact, at the end of the half, it was still 14-0 Bulldogs. JCN did not get on the board until the third quarter on a 12-yard run by Will Elias, 14-6. Bouncing right back in the fourth quarter, McLeod stretched their lead to 22-6 on a 4-yard run. Second TD of the game by Jared Chinhall, but JCN flies downfield, gets to within a touchdown on an Elias to Brody Van Dyke touchdown score, and then maybe the pivotal play of the game. On a fourth down play, a fourth and one, Gage Fields broke it off for a 60-yard run and sealed the win for McLeod. Bulldogs win it 30-14. McLeod and JCN both move to 5-2 on the season. Chargers are going to be home next week with Jackson Heights. McLeod will take it on the road to Onega. But again, at McLeod on senior night tonight, it was a 30-14 win, McLeod over Jeff North. Tom Couch reporting for the MNC Sports Radio Network.
All right, Tom, thank you very much for that recap. Boz, a big-time win there for the Bulldogs, man.
Yeah, it was. You know, we've kind of looked at this game as being a really big one. I mean, JCN probably, I would go as far to say, a little bit of a surprise. Coming off of a fantastic state title appearance last year, lost a ton off of that team, but Grandpa Gary calls in every week, said the young boys are stepping up and they're figuring things out. They were 5-1 coming into tonight, but McLeod, we've talked about them. That team is no joke as well.
Yeah.
They moved to 5-2 with that win also.
All right, so we've got to get to our next break. When we come back, we'll give you the scores updates. We've got all the scores in now. We'll get into the next segment. We're going to break down districts. Who's in line to win district? Who has already won their district? And a lot more to get to here on the Community National Bank, your high school scoreboard show. You're hanging out with Jake and Boz here on a beautiful Friday night. Stick with us.
This is Alan Meyer, Senior Vice President and Business Development Officer at Community National Bank. As a proud Nemaha County native, I deeply understand the unique needs of our local communities. At CNB, we prioritize hometown values and personalized service. Trust us to be your financial partner, committed to supporting your dreams and the growth of our community. Stop by and visit with me. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
Equal housing lender.
This October at Giant Communications, we're unleashing a terrifyingly good offer. For just $50 a month, you can snag 1 gig internet. That's lightning fast speed to power all your devices. No creepy lag. Stream, game, and surf the web with confidence. Our internet is so good, it'll leave you breathless. Don't let this deal slip away. Visit giantcomm.net or call 785-362-9331 and ask for the spooky good internet.
Imagine what would happen if you went on vacation without packing bags or making reservations. Now imagine what would happen if you didn't prepare for retirement. At Edward Jones, we believe everyone can be prepared for retirement. That's why we strongly encourage you to open and contribute to an Edward Jones IRA. If you have an IRA elsewhere, it's easy to transfer to Edward Jones and begin receiving the face-to-face advice you deserve. To open an Edward Jones IRA, contact myself, Jeff Russell in Sabetha, Shannon Wright in Holton, or Brad Edwards in Hiawatha. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Natty Pine Oil is proud to announce the pumps are now open on Old 75 south of Holton. Member agreements are available in the office. The pumps are accessible 24/7, offering premium 91 octane, 87 octane with ethanol, dyed and cleared diesel, as well as DEF. Natty Pine is back to their old roots as 82 years later, they honor what Grandpa Fletcher started. Visit them anytime for high quality fuel products and enjoy the convenience of the new location just south of Holton on Old 75 Highway. Highway.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work as well as conservation and tile projects. MCON recently received the Safety Excellence Award, offering turnkey services for water and sewer projects. MCON has delivered results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned local business in Wathena. MCON is also always looking to add to their 90-plus member team. Contact MCON in Wathena or visit MCONUnderground.com.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
You want to bank on your time, at your convenience? At GN Bank, our technology gives you banking access anytime, anywhere, and features online, mobile, and voice banking. Need to deposit a check? Use our easy and secure mobile deposit. We also tailor banking solutions for business customers. Terms and conditions apply. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com.
All right, let's get back into it, Buzz.
All right.
Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Buzz. I'm Jake. That's...
Hey, I'm Buzz.
That's Buzz. Buzz, we've got great games tonight. Let's get the scores for the folks.
All right, here's what we got. Clifton Clyde, they defeated Rock Hills 56-8. Lakeside Downs, they get the win against Washington County 38-32. Axtell defeated Hanover tonight 58-12. Frankfort, they shut out Wakefield 60-0. Another shutout, Osborne defeated Lynn 54-0. Another shutout, Rossville gets the win at Olpe 28-0. McClouth gets a big win over JCN tonight 30-14. Speaking of shutouts, Jackson Heights, they shut out Valley Falls 74-0. Onega gets a big win against Pleasant Ridge 50-13. Horton, they get a 1-point victory over Moorhill Mount Academy 20-19. Troy, they fall tonight in a fantastic game against Centralia 28-20. Riverside defeated Donovan West 40-8. Valley Heights gets the win over Republic County 51-6. St. Mary's, big time win for them over Council Grove. 5-1, Council Grove.
Yep.
They defeat them 22-6. Osage City, they get the win over Silver Lake 35-21. Sabetha, they defeat Oskaloosa 49-6. Nemaha Central, they get the win against Royal Valley 40-16. Holton defeated Hiawatha 35-14. Hayden gets the win over Perry LeCompton 50-16. Heston shuts out Riley County 28-0. Jeff West gets a big win for them, their first win of the season over ACCHS 29-6.
Go Tigers.
And Atchison.
The Phoenix.
Gets the win over Parsons 48-0.
All right. So those are your scores for this amazing Friday night, week 7.
Yeah.
Football here tonight and big time district games, big time district matchups. Some teams, like you just mentioned, Riley County did not have a district game tonight, which means next week is their final district game. There are some teams, though, Bob, that tonight was their final district game.
Yeah.
And that means next week they're not playing a district game, and they're still on the outside looking in.
Yeah.
That means things still have to happen for them to make their way into the playoffs. There is one specific team that we're going to bring up here in just a minute. But, Bob, the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show wouldn't be what it is without the fans.
Yeah,
the listeners.
Right.
And we need you to give us a call at 785-547-3461. Again, 785-547-3461 is the phone number. The Giant Communications hotline is open for you to talk about the game that you were at or give us your Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness game ball nominee. We will run through those here right now, Boz. What nominees do you have here so far tonight?
I'm telling you what, tonight's going to be tough. Unbelievable.
Is it not tough for you every week?
It's tough every week, but something about tonight, just incredible performances. From Axtell, we've got Brandon Schmelsley. From Troy, Gannon Bowe. Also from Troy, Logan Blevins from Centralia, Jacob Flenty, and Quentin Aldifer from Centralia. From Nemaha Central, Carter Hike.
Hut, hut.
From Horton, Dalton Niosi. From Troy, Ty Horner. And then we kind of have a backfield thing going on here with Holton, their offense. Bodie Dillon, Kyler Jackson, Corbin Wilson, and Cale Frazier.
Okay, so we got a ton so far. If you hear somebody not on that list, you're thinking, you guys are crazy for not having this player on that list. They got to let us know.
We got to know.
They got to give us a call or put it in the chat on the old Facebook so we can get that on the list. Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball is awarded every single Friday night in the final segment of our show. And last week we went with a kid that really balled out individually. I think, Boz, this week you might have to share the love. Are you thinking that already?
Did I share the love last week?
You did?
I think I did.
Are you sure?
I was going back to look at my notes because I keep track of that stuff, and I did.
Oh.
Drake Mellies and Carter Hike.
Oh, that's right. So you're already splitting things up on me here.
I might keep that
you
going
did it
tonight.
In week six.
It 6 weeks it took me to finally split that up. I went 5 weeks with just giving one game ball.
All right, fine.
Okay.
Giant Communications Hotline is open for you. We've got Grandpa Gary on the line with us. Grandpa, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing all right. We had a tough game and we lost, but shoot.
It happens sometimes, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Go ahead. I was going to ask you, tell me about the game.
Well, it was a tough one. We kind of got a late start, and Will Elias scored the touchdown there, 12-yard run, I think I heard on the radio earlier. And then, of course, the second one we had was a pass from him to Van Dyke. But we just couldn't get it turned over. We almost kind of came back towards the end of the game, and then we just kind of let them have the ball. And darn it, they scored again.
You know, I mean, again, every single week you said that these kids are really kind of doing good things, improving, and sometimes that happens. That's a good McLeod Bulldog team that JC
yeah.
played tonight.
Yeah, it is. A lot better than I think that they started out with. They've really improved, too, I think, from what I've heard.
For sure. And that's kind of what we like to see just as fans in general of these teams that are progressing week by week. And it's a tough district game. And, you know, a lot of people think that district, there's a couple good teams. In it. There's three, four really good teams in this district that JCM, McLeod, Jackson Heights are all in. This is a tough district, and it doesn't get easier for JCM next week either, right?
Yeah. Of course, tonight was at their home.
Right.
And that always makes a big difference. Next week, Jackson Heights is at JCN, so
yeah.
Hopefully that'll make a big difference, too. But I'd like to take a shout-out to not to give anybody a nominee for game ball, but the whole defense and offense played a fantastic game tonight. They were a tough, big, tough team. And
sure.
And the coach, Jeff Snyder, does a great job with them. So.
All right, so we're going to nominate offense and defense, all the kids. Boz, you got
sure.
that? I got it. I got it written down.
Okay.
I want to make sure Boz was listening, Grandpa. I'm always listening.
Okay.
You know?
All right.
Any big weekend plans for you?
No, not really. Got a volleyball tournament tomorrow, and my youngest grandson's playing in a baseball tournament in 3-2 in Lenexa, I think it is.
Yeah.
And so it kind of eats up the whole weekend, you know.
All right, well... Safe travels to you, Grandpa. Anything else before we move on?
No, I just enjoy listening to you guys, and glad I got in again tonight.
I appreciate you as always, Grandpa Gary, for listening and calling us every single week. Haven't missed a week, Grandpa, since we've started this thing last year.
No, even when I was out of town, I still called because I had people calling me.
That's right. You're a lot similar to another caller that we've got where she says her phone lights up if she doesn't call in a timely manner. So, Grandpa, appreciate you as always. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, I hope we get to see you next week.
All right. It's going to be on the list. I guarantee it.
Okay.
All right. Thanks a lot. Grandpa Gary, once again, Boz, it's always good to hear that man's voice. And definitely a tough one for his team tonight, but that's a Bulldog team that
yeah.
They were your secondary runner-up, whatever you want to call it, dark horse of the year.
I had a hard time choosing between Troy and McLeod because I really thought both those teams were going to be really good this year, and they are. McLouth had a lot of pieces, had a lot of guys back, and I really thought that was a team that could make a run. And they're 5-2 on the season right now. Good win over JCN. Yeah, there's nothing to be down about if you're JCN. That's a good McLouth team.
Good team right there. Talking about people that don't get a night off from calling in, Boz, is we can stay on the Giant Communications Hotline, giantcomm.net. Spooky season's here. You can get a spooky good deal with Giant Communications. $50 a month gets you a 1 gig upload download speed for the month of October. So make sure you get to giantcomm.net and get yourself that spooky good deal. Going back to the phone lines now, Bob.
What's up, boys?
How's it going, Bob?
It's going good. I didn't want to call in. I was waiting for John Paulino to go to bed before I called in, since he called me out Monday during a show.
Okay. So we got some fireworks. For those that don't know, Coach Paulino from Donovan West. Donovan West takes on Riverside tonight. And, okay, you're waiting for him to go to bed. Why is that?
I'm just joking. I'm giving him a hard time. He's actually a good friend of mine. And he mentioned me in his show earlier this week. And so I said, I'm going to have to say something about him. There's no way I can dodge that bullet. So.
That's awesome. Well, you did it gracefully, Bob. Well done.
Exactly.
We keep everything G, sometimes PG here on this show, but we try to keep it family friendly. All right, big win tonight for the Cyclones, Boz.
Yeah. You said Boz.
I said Boz. I meant to say Bob.
I know. I'm like, who's talking to here?
Exactly. What's going on?
It was a big game. Kind of a boring game. It was nothing but a bunch of rushing yards and a running game, and Elijah Moore, three touchdowns, and I bet you he had over 300 yards.
300 yards rushing?
He had a ton of yards. Ton of yards.
All right, these are unofficial statistics from Bob, folks, just so we know.
Definitely unofficial.
But we're going to assume around 300 yards and three touchdowns.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's six wins in a row, though, Bob.
Six wins. You guys are going to keep hearing from me every week. I'm assuming you're coming to our game next week, right?
See, this is what happens, Bob.
I love it.
End of the year, big-time games happen, and, I mean, people are pulling and scratching and clawing, trying to get us at that game. We never give it away, Bob. We just give away our big-time matchups next week. That's
fine.
It.
Fine. I got to get something to lure you guys in down here.
Well, I don't know what that's going to take, because it is a massive matchup. You're talking Riverside Centralia next week at Riverside, and it's a district title on the line for District 4 in Class 1A. Again, you had a big win tonight. What does that mean going into next week? Centralia Troy tonight was a phenomenal game.
Right. Sound like a good game.
So what are you thinking heading into next week?
I don't know. We're missing one of our best defenders that was playing great all year, and Maddox Mears. I think he's going to miss next week as well. I don't know. It depends on which team shows up. Sometimes we like to take a while before we get started, it seems like. And then once we get going, it's on. But it might take us a half to get warmed up. So
sure,
we'll just see. And then we wear people down in the second half, and we're good to go.
Okay. Well, I think that, I mean, again, I said this to Boz earlier in the week, and again, my dark horse this year, Perry LeCompton, some injuries happened to them early in the season, but I looked at him and I said, man, I really should have picked Riverside as my dark horse, I guess, this year. A two-win team last year, and all the Cyclones do this year that they're doing is just winning. Six straight wins now, 6-1 overall, 4-0 in districts. It's an impressive turnaround.
I know, I'm kind of mad after you meet me down at State Basketball, and then you don't go with us. That's kind of messed up, but whatever.
We cover 50 schools, Bob.
Hey, and remember, we're losing a couple seniors. That's it. So maybe next year.
Okay. Well, you can't be a dark horse if you have successful season. Come on.
That's why I was confused why he picked Troy.
Well, because he was expecting – he was anticipating almost like a double win total.
Yeah, like a double their win total, make a deep run playoffs. That was my logic.
Yeah.
Okay. I got you.
Bob, hey, Bob, on this show, we cannot get into our feelings, okay? I'm sorry.
Got it.
Bob, we appreciate you as always. Thanks for listening, and thanks for calling in to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show.
Yep, you're welcome. See you guys.
All right, Bob. Always a good call, Boz.
Yes.
Never know where it's going to go.
She's a big fan.
Yep.
And a little superstitious. She's just, you know, like, okay, we ask her every week, you're calling next week? Well, you see how the boys play, and she doesn't want to jinx anything, and she just needs to keep doing what she's doing, because Riverside, they're rolling.
They're finding ways to win and win in big-time fashion. Elijah Moore, apparently, 300 yards, unofficial stats again. You know, Bob, we got to get her trained up to keep better statistical categories, I guess. But
yeah,
300 yards potentially and three touchdowns is a big night on the ground.
That is a big night. And, you know, we watched that game last week, Troy Riverside, and they do have a strong rushing attack. And I kind of see, you know, what she was saying about, you know, just Riverside, sometimes they don't come out and really get things going early on. Next week, I think that's going to be a really big key to that game, because Centralia's, that is a good football team that's, they could come out and pounce on you in a hurry.
Pounce on you. I like that.
Oh, did
hey,
you catch
I picked
that
up on that. Well done. Well done. All right, we got to get into another break, Boz, but when we come back, we will dive into the districts. Every single district, every single classification. We just got another nominee coming in on Facebook for the Lucert Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball, coming for Brandon Schmelsley. He just does what it takes to win. 46 in a row now, coming from this comment. And he also wanted to give a shout-out to Brian, who is an Axtell fan that called in earlier from Horton.
Love it.
That came from Lauren Schmelsley on Facebook. So thanks for tuning in. But, Boz, we got to get to another timeout, my friend. When we come back, though, we're going to dive into everything districts. This is what the people are ready for. We're going to break it down. Is your team in the playoffs? If they're not, how can they get in? And then we'll break down what the playoff picture could look like. It's all coming up next on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz, and we still got Ray and Joseph hanging out with us.
This is Alan Meyer, Senior Vice President and Business Development Officer at Community National Bank. As a proud Nemaha County native, I deeply understand the unique needs of our local communities. At CNB, we prioritize hometown values and personalized service. Trust us to be your financial partner, committed to supporting your dreams and the growth of our community. Stop by and visit with me. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
Equal housing lender.
Corn production has changed dramatically over the years. Recently, the hot topics surrounding profitability are plant health and spoon feeding nitrogen. Coron, a controlled release liquid nitrogen, is quickly absorbed into the plant and then slowly released over a period of 3 to 4 weeks. Coron can be applied with your post-herbicide application to give your corn plants the boost of energy they need while determining ear size and growing roots to reach previously applied soil fertilizers. Contact your local Helena salesman to see how Coron can positively affect your return on investment.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorite sandwich like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
Farmers, it's go season, and Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, is as ready as you are. To ensure this harvest season goes smoothly, their team of technicians is working extra hours to reduce downtime and get you back in the fields, because Bruna Implement was built by farmers for farmers. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer in Washington, Marysville, Clay Center, Seneca, Hiawatha, and Humboldt, Nebraska, wishing you a safe and prosperous harvest.
It's true. Many of us spend more time thinking about our next vacation than we do preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. Hi, this is Brad Edwards with the Edward Jones in Hiawatha. Together, we can give your long-term strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by my office here in Hiawatha, Shannon Wright in Holton, or Jeff Russell in Sabetha. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Hey you, did you hear that Giant Mobile from Giant Communications is launching soon?
Wait, will Giant Mobile have the newest and best smartphones?
Absolutely, they'll also be a part of America's most reliable network.
Will Giant Mobile have the same local support and customized plans we've become used to with Giant Communications?
There's no doubt about it, because Giant Mobile delivers the perfect combination of cutting-edge technology and personal service. Don't miss out on the excitement. Find the phone and service that match your lifestyle.
All I have to do is visit giantcomm.net or call 362-9331.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
In the sports world, offense scores points, but defense wins championships. That's how we should all view our finances, too. Earning money puts points on the board, but saving money keeps you in the game. For a reliable teammate you can count on, turn to DSB.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
All right, Boz, we got a little D-O-double-G up
coming
on right now, huh?
Yeah.
Welcome into the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz, and we keep it hip.
We do. We try.
We try to make sure Boz doesn't break a hip.
Oh, come on. Where'd that come from?
I don't know.
Who got hurt last week, Sam Volleyball?
All right, listen.
Oh,
listen, you
want
to go into that on the air?
I don't know.
Hey, back-to-back-to-back-to-back champs, bub.
Yeah. That's right. That was right.
It was kind of fun.
Yeah.
Shameless plug there. I did injure my knee, and it was not good. But that's all right. That's 2 years in a row that I'm a young individual, Boz, but I get my knees are that of an 80-year-old person.
Yeah.
And I was told about 10 years ago that I was going to need a knee replacement in my right knee, but I was too young to do it. Don't do it yet. Wait till you're older. Either I need to lose weight, or I need to quit playing sand volleyball, and one of those is easier than the other one.
no comment.
Yeah, yeah. People don't want to care about that. Don't want to listen to that, though, Boz.
No.
How about some scores for tonight?
All right, here's the scores we got. Clifton Clyde, they defeat Rock Hills 56-8. Lakeside Downs, they get the win over Washington County 38-12. Axtell defeated Hanover 58-12. Excuse me, I said Lakeside Downs, Washington County. That score was 38-32. Axtell defeats Hanover 58-12. Frankfort, they shut out Wakefield 60-0. Osborne gets the win against Lynn 54-0. Rossville, they shut out Olpe 28-0. McClouth gets a big win over JCN tonight 30-14. Jackson Heights, they just destroyed Valley Falls 74-0. That was a good one.
Thanks.
Onega, they get a win tonight over Pleasant Ridge, 50-13.
How about the Buffaloes with a burger tonight, huh?
I think, did they get a burger last week?
No.
No?
They played Jack's Knights last week.
Oh, they did.
Yeah.
I think they got a
way
burger.
Way to ruin all the momentum right
I know,
there.
I know, I was real excited. Maybe it was the week before. I'll have to go back and look at scores. But
what
I think
other scores we got?
They got a couple burgers this season. Moving on. Horton, they get the win over Mar Hill Mount Academy by 120-19. Centralia defeats Troy tonight 28-20. Riverside gets the win over Donovan West 40-8. Valley Heights, they defeat Republic County 51-6. St. Mary's gets a good, huge win, actually, over Council Grove 22-6. Osage City, they defeated Silver Lake 35-21. Sabetha gets the win over Oskaloosa 49-6. Nemaha Central, they get the win over Royal Valley 40-16. Holton defeated Hiawatha 35-14. Hayden gets the win over Perry LeCompton 50-16. Heston defeated Riley County 28-0. Jeff West, they defeated ACCHS 29-6.
How about them Tigers?
That's a good win. The first win of the season for
Battle of the Tigers.
Yep. And Atchison, they defeat Parsons 48-0.
Phoenix! I saw you look up at me.
Phoenix!
I didn't want to interrupt you.
I was waiting.
Yeah. The one score we still need, though, Blue Valley Randolph against
St. John's.
St. John's Tipton. So if you've got that, please send it our way. I know we got a lot of people out there that scour the Twitter sphere or X sphere. I don't know what you call it now.
Yeah.
I still call it Twitter.
Yep.
Send it to us. You can put it on Facebook. You got our numbers. You can text it to us or give us a call on the Giant Communications Hotline, 785-547-3461. We got just a ton of nominees for the Luger Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball. And we've got a lot of them to get through. Boz, why don't you go ahead and give us those nominees as well?
Okay, nominees for the game ball tonight from Axtell, Brandon Schmelsley. From Troy, Gannon Bowe. Also from Troy, Logan Blevins. From Centralia, Jacob Funty. Also from Centralia, Quentin Aldifer. From Nemaha Central, Carter Hike. From Horton, Dalton Niosi. From Troy, Ty Horner. And from Holton, we got a slew here. Bodie Dillon, Kyler Jackson, Corbin Wilson, Cale Frazier. And from JCN, their defense and offense had a good game tonight. And from Riverside, Elijah Moore, unofficially 300 yards. I want somebody actually to let us know. Maybe put it on Facebook. Was it really 300? But
that's impressive.
Bob said it was a lot.
That's impressive.
We're going with that. And three touchdowns on the night.
Did you get Carter on there?
Yeah.
Okay. I just missed the hut part.
You did.
I was reading something else. That's my fault. And then we also got another one coming in for Drake Mellies. Kid balled out tonight once again. Says, let's see, pick six, punt return for a touchdown, rushing touchdown, passing touchdown, lots of rushing yards and passing yards.
And lots of touchdowns, it sounds
Lots of touchdowns as well. That's what happens when you put up 74 in a game. There's going to be a lot of scores.
Lots of scores.
We've got all that. So that's the nominee list right now. If you did not hear somebody that you want on that list, Bob, it's easy.
Yep.
Let us know. Put it on the chat on Facebook. Give us a call. Let us know. Big time matchups tonight. Boz just breathes big time matchups for next week. I want to start us in 3A as we break this down. District number 4, Holton gets a big win tonight on the road against Hiawatha. Just give a quick little shout out to the Red Hawks. You heard it on the recap. We talked to Fluke and Tanking that stopped by on their way home. Shout out to those kids that are on that production team as well. They were in here in studio. But Hiawatha led that game 7-0 in the second quarter.
Yeah.
And a Red Hawk team that had a big win last week. We gave them a burger.
Yep.
Honorary burger, double cheeseburger, because they scored 42 to double up their season total in a single game. But Holton gets a big win. They're second in district. Unless Hayden slips in a game against Jeff West, which I don't think that would happen.
Yeah.
But unless that happens, Holton will be the 2 in that district. Perry LeCompton tonight, they fell to Hayden.
Yep.
Sorry, that
yep.
took me a second. Had a little bit of a frozen brain. So they stay in the 3 spot there with a 1-2 mark in the district. Hiawatha with the same record. And Jeff West, non-district game tonight against ACCHS, but big-time win for Jeff West tonight. On the season for them. So Hayden 3-0, Holton 3-1. Holton plays Leavenworth. Their district season is complete at this point. They wait to see where they get seated in for the playoffs after next week. Going down to 2A, Boz, and 2A is got a handful of different ones. I'm going to skip down to District 4. We'll get to District 3 in just a second. But Nemaha Central, 6-1 overall, big win tonight against Royal Valley, which was a tight game earlier.
It was, yeah.
And, you know, you're seeing that from a couple different matchups tonight. Tight early, team pulls away late. But nevertheless, Nemaha with a big win tonight against Royal Valley. They're perfect in district play, 3-0 in that district. They have all but locked up the district title. Sabetha with a win tonight against Oskaloosa improves them to 3-1 in the districts. They play next week in a non-district game against St. Mary's, and Nemaha will end the season next week, I believe, against Oskaloosa. Just got to double check. Sorry, Atchison County next week on the road against ACCHS. If they win that game, the Thunder, they will win District 4 and end the year with a 7-1 regular season record. Royal Valley, not for lack of better effort again this season. This is a Panther team much improved, 4-3 overall. They're sitting in third in that district right now with a 1-2 mark in the district. At the moment, they've got a big game next week at home, senior night against Oskaloosa. Win there, and they lock in that 3 spot in District 4. And Atchison County looks like they will be the 4th team. If Oskaloosa was able to knock off Royal Valley and Atchison County was able to knock off Nemaha, that would allow Oskaloosa and Atchison County to flip spots, knock Royal Valley down in the standings. Again, I don't predict, but on paper, it looks like Royal Valley will be the 3, Atchison County will be the 4. How about District 3, Boz?
Jeez.
This is the one that we prepped people all season long as arguably
can we say it's the toughest district in the state?
If
not one of?
Yeah, I would say one of the toughest. And there's so many different things at play within this district. We went back and forth in our production meeting. Okay, what happens if this happens?
Yeah.
What happens if this happens? And you got to write it all down and really pay attention because nothing's set yet.
Osage City, a big win tonight against Silver Lake to put them at 3-0 in that district, 7-0 overall, and extend the points in case there is a tie at the end. Well, the first tie, though, Boz, is head-to-head. So even if Osage loses next week and Silver Lake wins and they finish 3-1, Osage is your District 3 champion as a result of that head-to-head win tonight against Silver Lake. This is where it gets interesting. St. Mary's, a Bears team that was 3-0, Boz,
yep,
gets to districts and lose three straight by a combined 15 points in those three losses. Okay, they are 1-3 in districts, Boz, but have a positive point.
Yeah.
That shows you how tight those games are.
Yeah. Riley, we talked about St. Mary's, a very good football team, legit football team that just, man, they struggled the last three games. I shouldn't even say struggled. They were right there, mm-hmm, had chances to win, but just couldn't get the victory. They were one of the teams we were thinking, God, they may not make it.
Yeah. And it looks like, I got to reference our production meeting here, okay? Because St. Mary's got a big-time win tonight against Council Grove, a 5-1 Council Grove team. It drops Council Grove to 1-2, okay? So now you got St. Mary's sitting there with 1-3. How do they get into the playoffs, Boz? Well, Riley County, they're going to be taking on Osage City next week. And if Riley County wins, that moves them to 2-2. That secures them a spot in the playoffs. Council Grove, they're taking on Silver Lake next week. And if Council Grove loses to Silver Lake next week, Boz, St. Mary's, with a 1-3 mark in the district, will slide into that fourth and final spot of the playoffs. However, if Riley County loses next week to Osage City and Council Grove loses next week to Silver Lake, that's a three-way tie,
yep,
at 1-3 at the bottom of that district. One team's out. The head-to-heads don't matter anymore because there's a three-way tie. Goes to the points.
Yep.
St. Mary's for keeping their games close.
Yeah.
And Riley County sitting right now at a minus 41 compared to St. Mary's is plus one. St. Mary's will make the playoffs. Council Grove will make the playoffs. And Riley County will be the outside looking in and miss the playoffs.
Another very good football team. You remember at the beginning of the season, there was a lot of conversation that we had about Riley County. And that was a team that we couldn't really consider as a dark horse. But moving into the new Big East League and what we know from Riley County in the past, that was a team that we thought, hey, this they could really make a deep run here. And now all of a sudden,
yeah,
I shouldn't say all of a sudden, 7 weeks later, they might jeopardy. Not make it.
In jeopardy of not making the playoffs. This district is just insanity. It is bonkers. And it's one where arguably you could say you slide a couple of these teams, let's just say, into District 1 or slide them over to District 2.
Yeah.
They're all five going to the playoffs if they're in those other districts instead.
Yeah, it's crazy.
If you just pick and prod a couple, and you could probably say that about other districts,
oh,
as
yeah,
well.
Yeah.
But District 3 in Class 1 or Class 2A is one to keep your eye on next week. There is so many moving parts. Two teams are guaranteed the playoffs. That's Osage and Silver Lake. Osage has won the district.
Yeah.
Silver Lake against Council Grove, Riley County against Osage next week. Those two matchups will determine the fate of St. Mary's. As a result, Council Grove and Riley County, you win, you're in.
Yeah.
St. Mary's is rooting for losses by both of them.
Yep.
Because then they can slide back in on the back door through to the playoffs.
Yeah.
And look out if St. Mary's makes the playoffs.
Oh, yeah. No, I think they can make some noise for sure.
All right. Let's slide down to Class 1A. We miss anybody in 2? No, we didn't. Good job. 1A. Woo. I said it week four. Probably actually show on week three. Rossville is the best three-loss team in the state.
Yeah, no doubt.
They're sitting there in district number two, 4-0 in district now. Big-time win tonight against Opie. And I get it. Opie's not the same Eagle team of years past.
Yeah, sure.
But Rossville gets the win, a much-required, needed win tonight. And Rossville, for all intents and purposes, wins that district. They will come out on top. However, there's a situation for Rossville. They play Wabunsee next week. And if the Dogs fall to Wabunsee next week, then Wabunsee would improve. I take that back. Wabunsee fell tonight, so they're 2-2. So Rossville's won that district.
Yeah.
That district has been decided. But you got Opie and Wabunsee fighting for that 2 or 3 spot in that district. This is a district that's got 6 teams. It's kind of rare. 2A is one of the only classes that you're going to see 6 teams in it, especially on the eastern side of the state. And so right now you got Care Paravel, Maranatha, fighting with Mission Valley to try and be the final team to make the playoffs in District 2, but Rossville has won that district. They will be the, I would say, the lowest-seeded district champion because they have the 3 losses.
Yep.
Look out for the 4th seed in 1A on the east side.
Yeah, for sure.
Let's go to District 3 now. Jackson Heights. There you go. You haven't done it with me at all night. Dodgeball, come on now. The Cobras are just a team. I don't want to say reckless abandon, but a team like they're playing like their hair is on fire.
Yeah.
Look out. It's a program that has been consistent over the tenure underneath Coach Caleb Wick. He's given references in my coaches' shows with him about the line play consistently. Given some love this past week to Matt Schumann, the line coach. You know, Greg Knowledges on the defensive side, Brett Plattner on the offensive side. It's a team that's putting up a lot of points and giving up not a whole lot.
Yeah, they are an aggressive, physical team. They're fast on defense. They've got a lot of weapons on the offensive side of the ball. I'm very, very interested to see just how – I mean, they've got a ton of momentum, ton of confidence.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to move into playoffs, and I'm really excited to see what they can do.
They are averaging 54.5 points per game going into tonight and giving up 2.5 points a game.
That's pretty good.
That's a pretty solid disparity. They are at the top of the district. Jackson Heights and Jeff County North are the two that have guaranteed themselves spots in the playoffs. Tonight, JCN falls to McLeod Boz. This is a situation that we were preparing for in the production meeting. McLeod knocks off JCN, so JCN drops to the 3. McLeod goes up to the 2, and next week McLeod plays an Onega team that picks up a big win tonight against Pleasant Ridge. So, McLeod at Onega next week. Let's talk hypothetical, shall we?
Oh, sure.
McLeod takes to the road. Say they beat Onega next week.
Yeah.
Puts them at 4-1. JCN coming off that loss to McLeod tonight. Senior night next week at home against Jackson Heights, a team that's setting the world on fire.
Watch out.
And say, JCN, if they beat Jackson Heights. Now you got a tie atop this district for the district champion.
3-way tie?
It would go to points. Jackson Heights has that advantage. Jackson Heights, for all intents and purposes, even with a loss next week, would be your district champion.
Yeah.
JCN's fighting for that two spot. Because they're now 5-2 overall, tied with McLeod on this overall season record. And that's going to be so vital when it comes to the rank or the seeding for the playoffs with the new format.
Yep.
McLeod, a team that is in that 2 spot right now, if they take care of business next week against Onega, they will be no lower than the 2 if Jackson Heights beats JCN. Onega, they have all but guaranteed them. No, I take that back. They have guaranteed themselves a spot in the playoffs now with that win tonight against Pleasant Ridge. And so you've got Valley Falls and Pleasant Ridge both looking for their first win of the season. They will play each other next week in week number 8. But both teams will miss the playoffs this year. All right, boss, we're still in 1A.
Yep.
Okay, that's only the second district we talked about. How about District 4?
Yep.
This is Centralia, Riverside, Troy, Mar Hill, Horton. Woo!
I love it.
Two teams have guaranteed them spots in the 2024 playoffs. That's Centralia, Riverside, both 4-0. Next week's game, district title.
Massive.
At Riverside, a Riverside team that, well, they've had their best start since 2019, Buzz. We're just going to go into our notes here.
Okay.
All right. You good with that?
Yeah.
Last winning season for Riverside was 2019. They were 2-7 a year ago. As we talked about, like you put in there, for them to even be in this position to be 7-1 next week, if a win and get a district title, that'd be insane.
That's
massive turnaround.
Very impressive. And, you know, Bob calls in a lot, and she has said it, this team is kind of, you wouldn't see it off of last season, but they knew they had some guys coming. And this was kind of what everyone, if you're a Riverside fan, you were looking forward to. And for them to get on a roll and do what they're doing is incredible. Big-time matchup against Centralia.
Their last playoff win was in 2011. That year, they were poised to make a deep playoff run. You know who knocked them out in the playoffs that year, Boz?
Oh, boy.
Centralia.
Yep.
Talk about the Panthers. Not unfamiliar with this situation. My goodness, is Centralia one of the most consistent teams that we cover year in, year out?
Year after year. Centralia is always going to be in the mix. They're always going to get into the playoffs and be expected to go deep in the playoffs.
Eight straight year that they've made the playoffs. Won a state title most recently in 2019. By the way, we mentioned 2019. Last time Riverside had a winning record. I just think that next week's contest between Centralia and Riverside, just massive, man.
It's huge. All the stuff. I mean, it's you kind of the – could you pick a better matchup at the end of the season, competing for a district title with that history we just discussed? I think that's going to be just a fantastic game. Riverside's got something to prove.
Yes.
Centralia's knocked them out before. Centralia doesn't want to, you know, stub their toe and say, you know, they want to continue to be the powerhouse that they are. It's just, I think it's going to be a fantastic game.
And I think that the next team we're going to talk about, Troy, some bad beats the last couple weeks.
Yeah, tough loss.
If you're Troy, you look at your record, yeah, 4-3, yeah, 2-2 in district. You mentioned it when you're reading through the scores. Could be flipped. They could be 4-0 right now.
Yeah.
They fall to Riverside by 2 at home last week. Tonight, they had the lead multiple times against Centralia on the road. I'm just going to say this. I would not want to be Mar Hill next week taking on this Troy Trojan team who is Coach Jasper, an amazing coach. You don't see a team that's 2-2 in their district with a plus 32 on the points side of it very often. This is a team that plays tight games against good opponents, and they take care of business against opponents they should.
Yeah.
And they're a team that, again, look out once playoff time comes. They're going to make the playoffs. They're in, just depending upon matchups.
Yeah.
What is yet to be decided for the Trojans. But, man, they're a team that your dark horse pick that once the dance starts, you better know how to salsa.
That's right.
Mar Hill Mount Academy falls tonight to Horton, puts them on the year now 1-3 in the district, Boz. Guess what that does to this seeding or these rankings right now?
This flips everything around.
Horton now with the head-to-head over Mar Hill, the Chargers, as it stands right now, in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Which means that Horton next week, with a win and you're in situation against Donovan West, because of the head-to-head win over Mar Hill Mount Academy. The Ravens, they got to take on Troy next week. So a big-time game for them. They have to get a win in order to stay alive.
Yeah.
Because they have the point advantage against Horton. Horton's got the head-to-head advantage against Mar Hill. So they end with the same record. Horton will move on to the playoffs. One more situation in Class 1A.
Yep.
Valley Heights. Man, they put a burger up tonight.
Yeah.
4-0 in districts. 6-1 overall. The Mustangs are just galloping themselves into the playoffs.
Yeah, they are.
District champions in District 5 out in the western side. How great would it be to see Valley Heights representing the West, taking on, I don't know, one of the many options here from the East in our area. It'd be a great state title game.
Yeah, it would.
Valley Heights, a team that lost some big contributing players a season ago. Their only loss on the season came all the way back in week one against rival Centralia. Close game, 20-14. They've been rolling ever since.
Yep.
Boss, we got to get to eight-man division one. That's going to be out in the West. That's in the East. Clifton Clyde. Clyde kind of gets, I don't know, sometimes they're in the West, sometimes they're in the East. They're in the East this year. 3-0 in district. 4-2 overall going into tonight. Got a big win against Rock Hills tonight to put them at 5-2 overall and now 4-0 in the district. That just means that next week's game against Lincoln is for the district title for Clifton Clyde. That game next week, again, Clifton Clyde and Lincoln will be at Clifton, or check that, at Lincoln next week. Eight-man division two, district number three. Tonight was the night that you thought, and I was there, but I wasn't fully on board. But I was there.
Yeah, you were there.
That this might be the test for Axtell.
Yep.
Oh, nay, nay. As one of my favorite all-time comedians, John Panette, used to say. Oh, nay, nay. No. Axtell just takes care of Hanover tonight. They do it on the second play in the second half to shut her down. Only the seventh time in the 46-game winning streak that they have made it to the second half.
Here's what's crazy. When you look at Axtell, I know we've talked a lot about them, but they had only given – go back to that. I want to see on those – Axtell stats. I think they'd only given up two touchdowns. Go click to Axtell. I need my own mouse so I can control this little deal right here.
All right.
So Axtell gives up two touchdowns the entire season. And do we consider Hanover the test that Axtell gives Axtell a test because they scored twice? Axtell gives up four touchdowns the entire season. Two of those come to Hanover.
Mm-hmm.
I thought maybe Hanover was the one that really could push him. And by looking at that, that was a test for Axtell.
Sure.
And they went to the first possession of the second half.
Look out, man. Next week's going to be a good one, I think. You got Frankfurt, who got a big win tonight as they took down Wakefield. Blanked them. That game was over early as well. The only snafu for Frankfurt this year, lost at Hanover by 6 in a close, close game, final drive type game. So I think next week's going to be a good one.
Yeah,
I think that is the game that will be the test. If there's going to be a test, it'll be next week. And I just want to say for the listeners, I said that earlier.
You did.
But I think that Frankfurt is the only team that will compete against Axtell and keep them from continuing this winning streak.
Well, and early in the season, I would agree with you
100%. But by a slim margin.
Yeah, I would have said Frankfurt was the team this season. After what they did last season, got a lot of guys back, Frankfurt could challenge Axtell. Well, then Frankfurt falls to Hanover.
Yeah.
So I'm naturally thinking, okay, what's the deal with this Hanover team? And so I really thought Hanover would be the team that might push Axtell a little bit. But I think if you're Axtell, you can't – they don't ever overlook anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And they know that Frankfurt's going to be a challenge for them. So that's going to be a really good football game.
All right. So Axtell, Frankfurt next week. Going to be a massive one. We got some updated stats, Boz. You ask and you shall receive.
Okay.
Bob was pretty dang close.
Wow.
12 carries, 268 yards, two touchdowns for Elijah Moore from Riverside. Thank you, Hannah Payton, for getting those stats to us. Much appreciate. So that's a breakdown, man. We'll briefly dive into our games of the week for next week after this next segment or after this next timeout, and we will get through the Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness game ball. We will pick a winner in the next segment, and we'll, again, give you our games to look out for next week. And we'll also talk collegiate. Boz has got some optimism about tomorrow's game for the old Hawks, buddy.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed, huh? I don't know if that's something you can... Can you have fingers crossed when you're talking about sports?
Well, absolutely. Is it just hope? When we're talking Jayhawks right now.
You just got hope.
Yeah.
All right. Talk about that after the timeout. Lucre Chiropractic Wellness Game Ball will be given away. If you don't see somebody on that list, you better get them on quickly. You're listening to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz on a Friday.
This is Alan Meyer, Senior Vice President and Business Development Officer at Community National Bank. As a proud Nemaha County native, I deeply understand the unique needs of our local communities. At CNB, we prioritize hometown values and personalized service. Trust us to be your financial partner, committed to supporting your dreams and the growth of our community. Stop by and visit with me. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work as well as conservation and tile projects. MCON recently received the Safety Excellence Award, offering turnkey services for water and sewer projects. MCON has delivered results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned local business in Wathena. MCON is also always looking to add to their 90-plus member team. Contact MCON in Wathena or visit MCONUnderground.com.
Knotty Pine Oil is proud to announce the pumps are now open on Old 75 south of Holton. Member agreements are available in the office. The pumps are accessible 24/7, offering premium 91 octane, 87 octane with ethanol, diet and clear diesel, as well as DEF. Knotty Pine is back to their old roots as 82 years later, they honor what Grandpa Fletcher started. Visit them anytime for high quality fuel products and enjoy the convenience of the new location just south of Holton on Old 75 Highway.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Lucker from Lucker Chiropractic and Wellness. Pain is never normal, and if you are in pain, that is your body's way of telling you that something is not right. We have a 95% satisfaction rate treating neck pain, back pain, and headaches. The main reason we get the great results that we do is we emphasize teamwork between doctor and patient and place an emphasis on correcting the problems rather than managing them. Remember, pain is not normal, and if you are experiencing any of these conditions, our team at Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness is very successful treating them. Call us today at 284-0088.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Are you ready to face the scariest deal in town? At Giant Communications, we've conjured up something truly haunting. For just $50 a month, get spine-tingling speeds of 1 gig of internet. That's right, lightning-fast connections that won't ghost your wallet. Whether you're streaming, gaming, or working from home, our internet will keep you connected. No tricks, just treats.
Don't miss out on this scary good deal. Visit GiantCOMM.net
or call 785-362-9331 and ask for the spooky good internet.
This is Dorsey Hall, CEO at Community National Bank. You're listening to Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thank you, Dorsey. As always, it's the final segment here of the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. I'm Jake. That's Boz. Boz, say hey.
Hey.
And we just got a notification about 1A in the western side. Wow. In overtime, Mound Ridge defeats Sedgwick in overtime. Again, I know it's not our area, but that was a matchup of top five ranked teams. Conway Springs ranked number one. Sedgwick was number two, and Mound Ridge was number four. And Mound Ridge upsets Sedgwick at home tonight in overtime.
Wow.
And so that they're in the same district, and that just insanity out there in 1A. I'm going to ask you something, and I don't know. We're gonna make some people mad, maybe.
Okay.
Don't at me on Twitter. But is 1A the most competitive classification in the state? Or is it difficult to decipher because of the disparity in the classification?
Yeah, that's a no-win conversation. I think there's arguments to be made for each classification.
Okay.
And I, you know, off the top of my head, I don't know. There's really good teams in each classification. Period.
Good answer.
Yeah, I'm gonna stay in neutral there.
Good answer.
Getting anybody fired up.
I'm not giving my answer to that either.
Yeah, you just threw it
out. I wanted to know what you were gonna say.
Yeah. No. I think that's the thing. I mean, there's such good teams across the board.
Yeah.
And I think it also depends on, you know, which class you follow more. I mean, obviously,
sure.
If you're in a 3A school, you're going to be paying attention to that more in that league, maybe, and you would argue they're probably the best.
Maybe we should do a public poll on that.
Okay.
Let the public give us their votes on 1A, 2A, 3A, 8-man, for which is the maybe more difficult classification, maybe not difficult is the right word.
Well, I mean, I don't know. You just, if you start looking through the state rankings right now, Nemaha Central is ranked number 3, Silver Lake's number 4, Norton 6-1 at number 2, Southeast of Saline, they're always at the top. You could argue that 2A is an incredibly difficult class.
Osage City upsets Silver Lake tonight. They were 5th in the, and these are all K-Preps rankings that we're referencing. 3A, you got Andale, Cheney, Hayden.
Look at those. Wichita Collegiate. I mean, they're perennial powers.
Yeah. Year in, year out. Holton getting some love, 4-3. Rock Creek getting some love in that as well. But, yeah, I mean, I think that would be a fun little poll to put out there. Let the people decide.
Okay.
We won't give our opinion, even though we give our opinion all the time. But we don't want any torches and pitchforks coming if we don't pick the class that they, you know, agree with.
No.
Luca Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominees. Boz, go ahead and give them to me. Give me the stats that are with them.
We got a full list right here. Tons of good performances tonight. We'll start out with Brandon Schmelsley from Axtell. And this is going to take a little bit. Jake, I'm just going to just preface
here. I'm
going
to take my headphones off.
You can.
You got the floor, bud.
Take a little break. Brandon Schmelsley, 14 carries tonight for 189 yards and 4 touchdowns. Not that that wasn't enough. The young man was 10 of 12 passing the ball tonight for 140 yards and another 2 touchdowns. So well over 200 yards total offense, 300 yards total offense, 6 touchdowns on the night. Absolutely incredible night for Brandon Schmelsley. From Troy, Gannon Bowe, 25 of 34 through the air for 357 passing yards. He also had 3 touchdowns on the night, 2 passing, 1 rushing. Absolute night for Gannon Bowe. From Troy also, Logan Belevins, 11 catches, 222 yards, and 2 touchdowns for that young man. From Centralia, Jacob Flenty, 28 carries tonight, 178 yards with 3 scores. Also from Centralia, Quentin Aldifer, 14 carries, 103 yards, and a touchdown. Talk about crazy numbers from Nemaha Central, Carter Hike. 20 carries, 394 yards on the ground, with 6 touchdowns tonight. From Horton, Dalton Yossi had well over 150 yards rushing with 2 touchdowns. Also from Troy, Ty Horner, he had 11 tackles tonight and 2 sacks. This young man is a sophomore, so a big night for Ty Horner from Troy. From Holton, basically the backfield, Holton offense goes off tonight, 552 yards rushing the ball. Bodie Dillon had 94 yards. Kyler Jackson, 194 yards on the ground. Corbin Wilson, 137 yards. And Cale Frazier, 115 yards. 3 guys over 100, 1 6 yards shy of 100. So big night for the Holton backfield. Bodie Dillon, Kyler Jackson, Corbin Wilson, and Cale Frazier. From JCN, the defense, offense, had a nomination tonight, played really well. From Riverside, Elijah Moore, 12 rushes for 268 yards and 2 touchdowns. From Jackson Heights, Drake Mellies. He had a punt return for a touchdown, 50-yard pick 6. He also had a 20-yard touchdown pass, so a good night for Drake Mellies. Also from Jackson Heights, cool nomination right here, Max Watkins, a senior, a lineman for the Cobras, got himself a touchdown tonight.
Hey! A little love for the big guy.
Love it.
All right. So those are your nominees. Boz, you're not picking yet.
I don't even know. I don't even know what I'm going to do here.
If you didn't hear somebody on there, put it in the comment thread. Give us a call, 547-3461. Get somebody on there. You don't have much time left to get that nominee up. Again, Boz picked two last week.
I did. I might pick six tonight.
You can't pick
sending game balls all over Northeast Kansas.
Well, all right. We'll have to figure that out.
Yeah, we will.
Well, and by we, I mean you.
Yeah.
Or
blame it on me.
Big time. Not blaming it. Just putting it on you. You got to be the one that picks it.
Okay.
And you tick off. I mean, the bigger the list gets, it just means that many more people are frustrated.
Grandpa Gary called me out one week, said I missed the boat or something. I got it wrong.
Yeah, he said you did get it wrong.
Yeah.
Our key matchups, we went into a lot that's going on next week, but these are our key matchups that you can find Jake and Boz at next week. Find us. We always sit on the home side of the stands, and if you find us, we'll have a gift card for you. As we thank you for listening to the show. Riley County versus Osage City. Must win for the Falcons.
Yeah. Well, we went through the district seedings or standings right now, and that's just a big game. I mean, there's so much at play with head-to-head and who beats who, and if this team beats that team. These teams, they got to take care of their own future. Obviously, Osage City, they're good.
They're in.
But Riley County's fighting for that one of the last spots there. So big opportunity for Riley County.
Osage City already the district champion in District 3 in Class 1A. St. Mary's, Riley County, Council Grove fighting for a spot. If Riley County wins, they are in. They can still, and that's the only way that they make it. If they lose and Council Grove wins, St. Mary's will have let me rephrase that. Sorry, I got ahead of myself. If Riley County loses, they need Council Grove to win. And if Council Grove wins, even with a loss, Riley County can slide in because they have the head-to-head over St. Mary's. And Council Grove will have one more win than Riley County. So Riley County, win and you're in.
Yep.
That's all they've got to focus on next week.
Control your future. Win the game.
Jackson Heights at JCN. District title is up in the air still in that district. Jackson Heights has to hit the road for their final game. Boz, JCN coming off a loss tonight against McLouth. Next week's a big-time matchup because if JCN upsets Jackson Heights, three-way tie, Heights still, for all intents and purposes, would win the district in that case. But JCN and McLouth then battling out to try and figure out who's going to be that too.
That's an intriguing matchup because everything's been going right for Jackson Heights.
Mm-hmm.
They've been steamrolling people all season long. JCN drops one tonight. They may have a little chip on their shoulder. Bounce back game at home. That's going to be a good one.
It's going to be a good matchup. And again, these are matchups that Jake and Boz could be at next week. Come find us. Riverside Centralia.
Woo-hoo-hoo.
In Donovan County. The Panthers. They've been here before. They've been consistent. This is a big-time matchup. Winner wins that district.
And I think with that game, I mentioned it earlier, I mean, Riverside, not super familiar being in this position with that much on the line. And it's not, I shouldn't say that much. I mean, they're in, they're going to move on, their season's going to continue. But opportunity to win a district title, that's a big deal.
Big deal, especially with the new structure. Again, if you win your district, then you're seated in the top four into the postseason. So at worst, you will be playing against a 13 seed in the first round of the playoffs if you win your district. That's huge.
Oh, it's big.
It's massive. Axtell-Frankfort next week. Axtell steamrolls Hanover tonight. Frankfort steamrolls Wakefield. District title could be up in the air. Who's going to slow down Axtell? This is the team. This is the game that if I had to put a percentage on it, it's like 0.05.
A slim maybe.
But
that's why you play the game. You never know.
Play the game. You got to show up and play the game. Those are the four matchups that Boz and I will potentially be at next week. Come find us. Sit on the home side. I wear my Ravens garb always. Boz is he's in blue no matter what. Tonight, even, he's wearing his Hawks.
Yeah, that's right.
And I looked at him, because people, you know, again, they just stare at us like we're, I don't know what you want to say.
I don't know.
Out of place. Because we are. I mean, we're Ravens. He's wearing KU. I wonder if people in Axtell tonight maybe thought you were a scout.
Maybe.
Wearing KU stuff.
Maybe.
Schmelzley's already committed to KU. Maybe they're like, maybe they're following up on us.
Checking up on him.
Nope. Boz is not a scout, guys.
Nope. Not so much.
Come find us. How about the collegiate level, Boz? BC and Missouri Baptist tomorrow.
We actually prepped this game last week.
Yeah,
and we looked at their schedule. It was the next up on the line. Didn't look at the dates, but maybe you remember last week. This is number 8 Benedictine. What a fantastic deal. They were number 11 last week, didn't play a game. They moved up to number 8. They're 5-1 on the season. They're taking on Missouri Baptist, who is 4-1. Last win for Benedictine was Culver Stockton. They beat them 56-21. Benedictine has been a really good football team this season. Their offense is just flat getting it done. Their defense stepped up in that win against Baker. That was a big question mark.
Huge, yeah.
Missouri Baptist defeated Culver Stockton in overtime. So I think unless something crazy happens on the road, Benedictine goes and gets this win.
BC, you can listen to Tom and Gus tomorrow on 93.7 FM KAIR. Pregame starting at 12:45, kickoff at 1. Highland, the Scotties, we talked about it last week. It is the beginning of a gauntlet for the end of their season, my friend.
It is a absolutely tough road. Highland, they are playing number 5 Garden City this week. They lost,
in
2 weeks. It's a bye. November 2nd, actually, is that game. It's a weird deal. Highland's got a couple. They play Benedictine's JV.
Yeah.
Odd situation. So next big game, I won't say that, but November 2nd against number 5 Garden City.
There you go.
Here's the thing. Highland, they lost a close one to number 11 Butler, 10-16. Actually, that score was maybe a little closer than I thought. Butler is typically a powerhouse JUCO team. It was a close game all the way through. Highland was ahead 10-6 until late in the third quarter. Butler scored, took the lead. Highland just couldn't get anything going. Butler kicked a late field goal to make the score 16-10, but tough to drop that game because, again, they're playing the number 5 team in the nation, Garden City. Then they follow up the next 2 weeks, number 1 ranked Hutch, number 2 ranked Iowa Western. That's a number 5, number 1, number 2.
That's after playing 11.
After playing number 11. Tough road.
Oh, man.
But, hey, Highland's had a good season. You never know. They've got dudes. Offense is putting up a ton of points. So,
yeah,
we'll see.
All right, moving to the Division I ranks. We'll skip the sorrow and go to the elation real quick, as we've done the last couple weeks. Boz, you good with that?
I'm good with that.
Okay.
I can get excited about this.
Oh, okay.
What you're going to talk about?
Oh, yeah, of course. K-State last week on the road at dark. Doesn't matter.
You were worried.
I was.
Night game.
I was.
Elevation.
I was. Cats get a big win at Colorado last week. Big drive to win the game after Colorado took a late lead in the fourth quarter, first lead in the game for the Buffs. Is this the biggest win in Avery Johnson's career so far?
Yeah, I think so. Because it's his team, it's a hostile environment, it's a big game. They had the lead, they lost the lead. For him to put together a drive, a game-winning, well, I shouldn't even say a drive, it was 3 plays to take the lead back, so... I think that just establishes what everybody's thought. Avery Johnson's the dude. I mean, this kid's going to be incredible. So big time win.
And that's only the 6th time that K-State's won at Colorado in the history of the matchups.
Yeah.
6th time ever. First time in Boulder getting the win since 2006. Now, granted, Colorado left the Big 12, so that's a big part of that disparity. But almost 20 years since the last time K-State got a win at Folsom Field.
I told you, I was rooting for K-State. I always watch K-State, and Colorado just rubs me wrong. And even when you watch the game, you had Kevin Durant on the sideline, you had Carmelo Anthony. It's just a production. A
bunch of rappers, I didn't know who they were.
Well, and then when Colorado took the lead late,
and
Folsom Field's going crazy, which they should, but dudes are dancing on the sidelines and just... and then K-State comes back and wins it. I loved it.
DJ Giddens, man, he's
pretty
good running back.
I bet I've watched the clip. If you haven't seen it, you can look it up. Shiloh Sanders comes up into the gap one-on-one, and Giddens just shakes him to his knees. It was awesome.
I love the call from the guy that was broadcasting it. He said, "That dude must be Jam or Jelly because Jam don't shake." And it was true. I mean, DJ, he played great. Big-time win for K-State. Now they're at West Virginia tomorrow. That's also an evening game. West Virginia's a team that can put up some points. So I look for the Cats to get the road win But I think it's going to be another tight game. K-State right in the thick of things in the Big 12, 2-1 in the conference right now. Top two teams at the end of the season play in the Big 12 title game. The winner of that Big 12 title game, Boz, automatic bid into the college football playoffs. So,
yeah.
Cats on the up, up, and up, buddy. All right, let's talk about the Hawks now.
Hey, I'm excited because I feel like tomorrow...
Optimism.
Yes, we maybe got a shot.
Okay.
Houston's 2-4.
We maybe got a shot.
That's about as much excitement as I can get
okay.
right now.
All right.
I mean, KU, we've talked about it, just having an atrocious season. It's just been really bad.
The adjectives are on point tonight.
They are. It's a true story. But they're facing off against Houston. It's a home game, real, I guess, Arrowhead. Haven't had a real home game. But Houston's 2-4. Here's the thing that scares me, and this is why I'm cautiously optimistic. TCU flat put it to KU.
Yeah.
I mean, the score, 38-27, it felt worse than that. Houston just destroyed TCU last week, 30-19.
Mm-hmm.
That worries me.
They implemented a new quarterback, did Houston.
Yeah.
After starting the year 1-4, they put in a new quarterback against TCU at TCU.
Yeah.
And they beat them 30-19. I think your cautious optimism is warranted.
We'll see. KU's offense looked better last week. I thought they did some or two weeks ago. They did some things. Defense got to step up, figure it out. Let's see. Come on.
So who's on the hot seat this week if KU loses to Houston? Is it Leipold? Is it Jeff Grimes? Is it the D coordinator?
I don't think Leipold's on the hot seat at all.
He's
good. I think it's Jeff Grimes. There's just a lot of talk on just offense play calling, and we're so far into the season right now. There should be some chemistry going on, some flow to the game, and you just don't feel that at all.
KU begins a stretch that is tough after this home game against Houston. KU will then play at K-State, home against Iowa State, at BYU. It's a tough three-game stretch after this game against Houston, for sure. All right, go to the Big Ten now.
Okay.
GBR.
You know, last year we had, I think, a caller or two that was like, hey, you guys cover Nebraska, that's good. We haven't heard from any Husker fans. If we don't hear anything, we take them off the list.
I don't know about that. I mean, they're still out there listening. They're just shy like some of our other fans, you know, listeners, that they just don't want to talk on the radio, man.
Well, here's the thing with Nebraska.
Mm-hmm.
We were almost identical last year.
Yeah.
Talking about Nebraska, 5-1. All they got to do is win one more.
Come on.
They're bowl eligible. They take on number 16, Indiana, who's 6-0. Kicker there is Indiana has really not played a whole lot of folks yet.
Yeah.
They got wins over Florida International, Western Illinois.
Who?
Which ones? Who are these teams?
What's going on?
1-5, UCLA, Charlotte, Maryland, Northwestern. I mean, they don't have a ranked opponent in there. I think this is a great opportunity for Nebraska because we said all they have to do is win one last season.
Yeah.
I don't want to throw that mojo on them right now, but man, that'd be good to get that win. And I want Nebraska to do it.
So I looked at it from last year. Nebraska was 5-3 and they had four games left just to get one win. They lose by three, lose by three, lose in overtime by seven, and lose last game of the year by three. I'm not saying that's going to happen this year, Boz, but
They got more time.
At Indiana this week, at Ohio State. I think they get it done on November 2nd at home against UCLA. Get that sixth win and get them bowl eligible for the first time since 2016.
Okay.
Going to the professional level, then we'll give away our Luka Chiropractic and Wellness game ball of the night.
All right.
Chiefs.
Coming
off a bye after their big win against New Orleans, which, by the way, the New Orleans Saints, where'd they go?
They got some stuff going on.
All the hype about their defense and everything like that, I understand their quarterback got hurt, but
they just got
destroyed by the Broncos last night on Thursday Night Football.
I don't think we've said Broncos destroy anybody for like the last 5 years.
Look out, though, man. The Broncos are they're a team that's figuring some things out.
You know you're in trouble when you're getting booed at home.
Yes,
and
the paper sacks are coming back.
Yeah, not good.
I saw some paper sacks over some fans' heads last night in that game. Whenever you see that,
trouble
is brewing. Broncos got that win last night, 33-3, something like that. It was nuts. But the Chiefs played this week at San Francisco.
Yeah, tough one.
I think this is a tough game. San Francisco does not look like the 49ers that everybody expected to have. Now, granted, they haven't had Christian McCaffrey all year.
Yeah.
their backup running back that's filled in really nicely. He's also been banged up. And so who is this Niners team?
They just don't – I don't feel like the San Francisco 49ers have the swag that they did a year ago. And part of that, I mean, McCaffrey's a massive part to
mm-hmm.
what they do. I mean, one of the best running backs in the country. When he's out, things change dramatically.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. San Francisco, they just don't carry themselves the same way.
So we talked about the Chiefs last week, 5-0, finding ways to get wins. You know, New Orleans was the first game that you said you were like, okay, I felt good about that win.
Yeah.
They haven't made a move yet.
No, I know.
And you saw two star receivers get traded. Devontae Adams to the Jets, Amari Cooper to the Bills, both in the AFC. Does that concern you that the Chiefs have not made a move yet at wide receiver with Rashee Rice now officially being out for
out.
The season?
Yeah, it makes me a little bit nervous because that's been our struggle, really.
Sure.
I mean, last year was painful.
I mean, you win a Super Bowl, but...
But you exactly right. You win the Super Bowl, but... You know, you watch all those games, and that was the talk most of the season. Can we get a receiver that can catch the ball and just not have all the drops and all that drama? I think it would have been a good move for him to pick up somebody, a veteran receiver, maybe take some pressure off some of the guys that feel like they have to step up and make big plays or carry the receiving core. I don't know. I was a little surprised they hadn't done anything yet.
Got a few weeks before the trade deadline, but I think November 5th is the trade deadline. But it's I think a move has to be done. And I heard a name of Mike Williams from the Jets. He's a veteran. He used to play for the Chargers, who's not been gelling with Aaron Rodgers. They get Devontae Adams, so now they're willing to shop him.
Yeah.
He's a big frame. He's a dude that can stretch the field. Why would you not want a veteran like that? His cap hit is not very high. That's the big thing with the Chiefs. They couldn't afford Devontae, but they could have afforded to get Amari Cooper. He was like $700,000 for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
Mike Williams is going to be a little bit of a hit. The Chiefs only got like $4.5 million in cap space, I think. So the ability for the Chiefs to make a move is going to be tight. But I think a move has to be done, right?
Yeah. No, I think so. And if they could get him, Williams, it would be a good addition for sure. You mentioned, I mean, he's a veteran guy. He's been around. He's a solid receiver, consistent. That would give Patrick Mahomes another target of a guy maybe you could develop some confidence with right away.
Forgot to mention Nebraska. You can listen to that game on KTNC AM 1230. Pregame at 9 o'clock for that one. Kickoff at 11. You can listen to K-State tomorrow beginning at 4:30 with pregame on 103.9 KNZA, 92.1 KMZA. And you can listen to the Chiefs on Sunday afternoon beginning at 2 o'clock on 92.1 KMZA and Sunny 101.3. All right, final thing before we get to our Luca Chiropractic and Wellness game ball. Boz, the Ravens have won 4 straight, my friend.
All right.
And they have found ways to have a consistent offensive output on the ground. But I read some things, and again, I get it. Not many people are like me and really care about Lamar Jackson. They probably actually despise Lamar Jackson. I've gotten that a lot in my fandom, especially the last 5 years with him at Baltimore.
Yeah.
The dude balled out on Sunday against the Commanders, though. Threw for over 300 yards with only 6 incompletions. And the one interception that he threw was a tipped pass. Not a bad throw. The receiver just dropped it, popped it in the air, got it intercepted.
Yeah.
He's playing efficiently, and Derrick Henry now has 4 straight games with over 130 yards on the ground.
Derrick Henry, not to take anything away from Lamar Jackson, but
sure,
I think that's exactly what Lamar Jackson needed.
Yeah.
A massive threat, rushing the ball where Lamar doesn't have to make everything happen. He's just comfortable. I mean, you throw at that completion percentage, mm-hmm. It's easy. It's comfortable.
Yeah.
No panic. I mean, he's not you're not thinking scramble. He's just finding receivers, making good throws. Watch out.
They beat a Washington team that was 4-1 and a rookie quarterback in Jaden Daniels who had the highest completion percentage of a rookie in the first 5 weeks in history. And he struggled, had 11 incompletions, threw for less than 300 and just 2 touchdowns. The biggest statistic, I think, again, that sticks out to me when I look at Baltimore's games is they're allowing just 50 yards rushing on Sunday. And that Ravens defense, yeah, there's some big plays that have happened against them. You know, look at the Bengals game a couple weeks ago. They gave up a lot of points. But this defense is starting to come to life. And when you pair that defense, the historical Baltimore, you know, bully defense that everybody calls it, which is true.
Yeah.
Hard-hitting team.
Yeah.
When you pair that with an offense that's scoring the way they are and putting up yards the way they are, they had almost 500 yards of total offense on Sunday against a pretty good Commanders defense. I almost told you I was going to make a correction on my prediction for their season in our production meeting. I'm going to keep it at 11-6. That was my prediction for Baltimore this year. They got a tough road game at Tampa Bay on Monday night. But, you know, I still got the Chiefs at 16-1. I started with them at 15-2. But looking at their schedule, man, and looking at who they're playing, I just don't see a loss. I think my loss for the Chiefs is this week, to be quite honest with you. I think they lose this week to San Francisco. And if they don't lose this week, Bonds, next week I might change my mind and say that they're going to go 17-0.
Well, that'd be a bold move, Cotton.
Yeah, see if it works out for him. How about you? Did you finally come up?
Well, yeah, we kind of talked about it a little bit, and I'm with you. I mean, I think I could see them dropping a game against the Niners. And then you look all the way down the schedule. Steelers' defense is tough. It's on the road. I could see late in the season the Chiefs dropping a game there.
Okay.
I mean,
so you're thinking 15-2?
Yeah. I would say normally you look at the schedule of the Bills, Chiefs-Bills matchup, like that's a toss-up, but the Bills have just kind of not been very good.
I mean, the Ravens cleaned their clock.
Yeah.
That's in Buffalo, though.
It is.
Mid-November, will there be snow? Who knows? It's New York.
Yep.
Okay, that's what we got for Chiefs-Ravens. We got one final thing to do before we get out of here for the night. That's the Luker Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball winner. Boz, break it down for us, and you got to give one away, dude.
All right, here's what we got. Nominees from Axtell, Brandon Schmelzley, 14 carries, 189 yards, 4 touchdowns, 10 for 12 passing for 140 yards with 2 touchdowns. From Troy, Gannon Bowe, 25 of 34 passing for 357 yards and 3 touchdowns on the night, 2 passing, 1 rushing. From Troy, Logan Blevins, 11 catches for 222 yards and 2 touchdowns. From Centralia, Jacob Plenty, 28 carries, 178 yards with 3 touchdowns. Also from Centralia, Quentin Aldifer, 14 carries, 103 yards and a touchdown. From Nemaha Central, Carter Hike, 20 carries, 394 yards rushing for 6 touchdowns. From Horton, Dalton Niosi, 150-plus yards rushing with 2 touchdowns. From Troy, Ty Horner, 11 tackles on the night with 2 sacks. That young man's just a sophomore. From Holton, their backfield, Bodie Dillon, Kyler Jackson, Corbin Wilson, Cale Frazier, 4 guys pretty close or over 100 yards on the night. Holton offense, 552 yards total. From JCN, their defense, offense, played really well tonight. From Riverside, Elijah Moore, rushed for 12 times for 268 yards and 2 touchdowns. From Jackson Heights, Drake Mellies, a punt return for a touchdown, a 50-yard pick 6, and a 20-yard touchdown pass. And also from Jackson Heights, Max Watkins, a senior lineman, gets a touchdown tonight.
Let me give you a break here. Catch your breath. Think about what you're going to do here.
I know what I'm going to do.
You do?
I do.
All right.
This was by far, hands down, the toughest night. Tons of great performances, but I'm going with the tandem from Troy, Gannon Bowe, 357 yards passing, 25 of 34, had 3 touchdowns on the night, and Logan Blevins, the young man, had 11 catches, 222 yards, and 2 touchdowns. I'm drafting these dudes for my fantasy team.
Bond's fantasy team is struggling. Bowe and Blevins, you're called up. You are the winner of the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Luker Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball on this week number 7. Congratulations, fellas. Boz, we'll do it again next week, man.
Let's do it.
Go Ravens, go Cats, go Chiefs, and
let's go Hawks.
Have a great weekend, everybody.
The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show is brought to you by Helena Agra Enterprises, JVN Telephone Company, by McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca, Bruna Implement Company, Blue Valley Technology, by Honeyman Ford, Sunflower Community Credit Union, by Commercial Tire Solutions, by Giant Communications, MCON, by the Denison State Bank, BNP Propane, by American Family Insurance, Brad Noller Agent, by Lukert Chiropractic, and by The Elevator in Valley Falls. The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show is an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.